Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. After consulting with the mayor of San Francisco,
President Trump is backing off plans for a surge of federal agents into San Francisco. The announcement comes as protesters gathered out Coast Guard station near San Francisco.
San Francisco is on the rise.
Mayor Lurie says he welcomes the continued partnership with the federal government to get drugs off the street.
But having the military and militarized immigration enforcement in our city will hinder our recovery.
Governor Gavin Newsom's office said on X, President Trump is finally for once listened to reason. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The president declaring trade talks with Canada terminated, accusing the Canadians of putting together a bogus anti-tariff TV ad featuring former President Reagan. Senate Democrats, with the exception of Fetterman, Warnock, and Ossoff, have killed a proposal by Republican Senator Ron Johnson to pay essential federal workers and the troops while the government shutdown rolls on now in day 24. Meanwhile, a private donation of $130 million will, according to President Trump, go to pay America's fighting men and women during the shutdown. While the cost of that planned White House ballroom has risen, the president stresses the massive project will not cost American taxpayers a dime.
All donor money and money that we put up, we've raised, it's going to cost right in the neighborhood of $300 million. It's been expanded and made absolutely, it'll be the most beautiful ballroom anywhere in the world, I think. How much am I donating? I won't be able to tell you until I finish, but I'll donate whatever's needed.
The East Wing has been demolished to make way for the ballroom. It's one of many changes made to the White House down through the decades. On Wall Street, the Dow futures up 55 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 127. More on these stories, townhall.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, this is a message you really need to hear. In just the last 2 years, the price of 1 troy ounce of silver has more than doubled, up over 100%, and silver is now poised for major gains in the months ahead. Call Advantage Gold at 800-741-GOLD to learn how to convert a portion of your retirement assets into physical silver and position yourself for the next wave of growth in precious metals. It's not too late to leverage the power of silver to help secure your financial future. With the devaluation of the U.S. dollar and volatility in the stock market, silver continues to be a safe haven asset that investors trust. When you call 800-741-GOLD, you'll get your free precious metals rollover guide, plus a copy of former IMF chairman Ken Rogoff's book, Our Dollar, Your Problem. The time is now to consider adding silver into the mix to protect your retirement. Call Advantage Gold at 800-741-4653. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call 800-741-GOLD.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company. It's 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Now we're looking live at the West Side Beltway. So far, so good here, and it's even running just fine from 795 down towards Frederick Road. Very nice on the northeast corner, looking live at Providence Road back to Hartford Road. No problems there. Both the tunnels with the lanes open and a good start, both 95 and into the Old Harbor Tunnel. There is one accident in Howard County. If you're coming up into the West Friendship area, it's on Route 32 and appears to be northbound, just to be maybe about a mile or so south of the ramp at I-70. And about 10 minutes ago, there was some road blockage in that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We're in for a cool day with highs in the upper 50s and low 60s. We'll have plenty of sunshine. At times, it will be breezy. We'll drop to the upper 30s and low 40s under clear skies tonight. Then get ready for the upper 50s and low 60s again tomorrow with a mix of sunshine and clouds. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Jasmine Lomax for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
44 in Middle River and 40 in Pikesville. At 6:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Baltimore City Police are urging any victims of the alleged Johns Hopkins University attacker to come forward. Investigators say 31-year-old Raymond Lunn was arrested following an attempted sexual assault on the campus over the weekend, and he may have attacked others. Police say Lunn is a repeat violent offender with prior convictions for attempted rape, armed robbery, kidnapping, assault, and auto theft, and other charges. Anyone with information on any sexual assaults, rapes, or attempted rapes that may be connected to Lund are asked to call police or Metro Crime Stoppers. The president and CEO of the National Aquarium in Baltimore has announced plans to retire by the end of the year. John Racanelli joined the aquarium in 2011, and since then he guided the organization through a period of growth and evolution to expand its role as a national leader in conservation, animal care, and animal rescue. The senior vice president and chief mission officer will serve as interim president and CEO upon his departure. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 748. The pick 4, 5530. It's 6:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports is next.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, so call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 605 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Never thought these words would be uttered in the lead up to Game 7 of the Ravens season, but here we are. A big test against a Bears team that's won 4 in a row. Offensive coordinator Todd Monken was asked, is 1-5 fraying the relationship at all between players and coaches?
That it's tested my relationship with the players? No, not at all. I mean, I don't see it that way. I mean, Coach has set an unbelievable culture of confronting everything that gets in the way of winning football. You know, we're frustrated, but we're not deterred. I love our energy this week. We're fired up. We're ready.
Injury update from Owings Mills. Lamar limited yesterday for the second day in a row. Final status injury report is due later this afternoon. Thursday night football had the Vikings on the road in L.A., taking on the Chargers.
Going for it all.
Al Michaels with the call on Prime, one of three touchdown passes on the night for Herbert as the Chargers rebounded home. 37-10 was the final over the Vikings. And finally, the gambling investigation that has rocked the sports world.
But as you now know, individuals such as Chauncey Billups, Damon Jones, and Terry Rozier were taken into custody today. Former, current NBA players and coaches.
FBI Director Kash Patel leading the press conference with promises to uncover much more in the coming days. Coming up in 30 minutes, the tried and true may be out the door. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is KCN Company, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County, the right choice for Maryland. It is a Friday, October the 24th. I'm Sean Casey. Coming up in this hour, the Hartford County Sheriff at odds again with the Castley administration, this time over the Attorney General's memo on cooperating with ICE. Illegal alien truckers are killing Americans, and we'll tell you who's at fault. But our top story here today is Governor Tax Moore once again gaslighting, finger-pointing, blaming President Trump for problems here within the state of Maryland. I don't know if you've heard about it yet or not, but the new Comptroller's report just released this week saying that how the housing costs, the very high housing costs, are driving people out of Maryland. 40,000 people a year are leaving the state of Maryland, and they're blaming it on the high cost of housing. And yes, housing costs are high, but so are taxes. So are, it's difficult for retirees to make a living here in the state of Maryland. They just imposed the largest tax increase in the history of the state. Thanks, Governor Tax Moore and the Democrat supermajority. So they're trying to couch this in the terms of, it's really housing that's driving this, but the overall cost of living in Maryland, much of it due because of Democrat policies, taxes, and regulations. But there he was on the Breakfast Club talking about how Maryland is doing much better than anywhere else.
I see everything that's going on around the country, and I see the fear, the frustration, and I see, like, Maryland's just moving different.
Mm-hmm.
Maryland's taking care of each other.
Yeah, Maryland's just moving. That's all. I mean, the Marylanders are moving out of the state. They're fleeing the state. 40,000 a year, that's a lot of people. And I'd love to hear from the folks that do stream us. They listen online. Folks that I know that are listening in Texas and Florida and South Carolina, North Carolina, Tennessee, Pennsylvania.
Big time Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I'd love to hear why you left. Give us the reason why. They say it's all about housing. But here he is once again blaming President Trump for the energy costs.
You came in and you say you make things more affordable, and we've seen how energy prices have risen by 20% since he's been the president, that these tariffs are making everything from the clothes that we're wearing to the food that we're eating more expensive.
Gas prices are down all-time low in the last year. Inflation is being held in check, 2.9%. GDP is at 3.8%. The job market's a little bit affected because of the mass amount of illegal aliens that have been deported or have left or self-deported. Actually, more have self-deported than have been deported. But once again, this is not leadership. This is finger-pointing. This is look everywhere else but me. And this is a guy that doesn't even spend half the time of governor of Maryland in the state. He's always running around campaigning for somebody else or going somewhere else and lecturing and trying to burnish his presidential ambition credentials.
And you have the Trump administration who's pulling away from increasing energy supplies, which, by the way, is making energy prices more expensive on everybody.
Now, not true. Once again, gaslighting. The Democrat passed Climate Control Act of 2022. That is what is responsible here in Maryland. Let's face it. Democrat policies have shut down coal-fired power plants here in the state of Maryland. Democrat policies have put all their eggs in the basket of solar and wind and hydroelectric, and that is not going to cut the energy needs. It's not going to meet the energy needs of most Marylanders. We're now importing 40% of our energy from Pennsylvania and elsewhere, and President Trump had nothing to do with that. But instead of being a true leader, instead of taking responsibility, instead of coming up with solutions that will help Marylanders, this guy is he just reminds me of another Barack Hussein Obama who voted president 57 times and he was in the Illinois Senate. 6:13 traffic and weather on the threes once again with the update. Here's the king of all traffic, Gobbler Johnson.
President
Gobbler.
Present.
Present.
Where I normally should be.
Yes, present.
Thank you very much.
We'll mark you down as attending today.
It's nice to be here once again, as you will do. What can I tell you? The early ride through Annapolis, no problems. Later on, we'll get a little buildup at I-97 at Route 32, but right now we're fine through there, and it's in really good shape, both sides of the Bay Bridge, 3 west, 2 eastbound, right through there, and then clear over towards Ritchie Highway, the Severn River Bridge, through Roe Boulevard, Parole, and over towards I-97. All the lanes are open. The wreck now in West Friendship. Howard County should be off the roadway, according to the authorities. Route 32, that wreck was about a mile south of I-70. Still good to go on the Beltway. JFX, very quiet from Ruxton Road downtown, and at least to this point we're manageable and we're actually in pretty good shape early. Hopefully it doesn't change like yesterday, but right now we're doing okay southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. We've got a sunny, breezy day today. Highs in the upper 50s to low 60s. That is it. So it's a little bit cooler than it has been. Overnight temps in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Frost possible in some areas tonight. Saturday, partly sunny temps again, upper 50s to low 60s. And as we head around town today, it is a little bit chilly start. I'm trying to figure out the lowest one. 39 right now in Columbia and 39 in Ellicott City. I got in the car this morning. It was 37 degrees. So it's coming here, the first big frost. Time for some one-liner news. Six people, including the Portland Trailblazers coach Chauncey Billups, who's a Hall of Famer, by the way, and Miami Heat guard Terry Rozier, have been arrested for fixing NBA games as part of a sprawling sports gambling scheme. Now, who could have predicted this? We legalized gambling, and all of a sudden now we've got gambling scandals. I understand right now you can log on to DraftKings and you can bet on whether they'll be found guilty or not. So
there you go.
Yeah, might be worth it.
That X-ray table that they showed.
How about that? The card shuffling machine.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah, that just.
But I mean,
just,
the cards are face down on the table.
Right.
It looks like, but you can see them underneath.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Kim Kardashian sarcastically thanking Kanye West for giving her an aneurysm. And just to clarify, no, it's not the name of her latest child. It is her medical condition. Yeah, so we hope that she is going to be okay. King Charles is prayed alongside Pope Leo at the Vatican the other day. First time in 500 years that a British monarch worshipped with a pope for some
That's
reason.
That's pretty big stuff.
Yeah, I think they're both lefties, so that's probably the reason why they're plotting the next global takeover. You know, but anyway, Pope Leo said he didn't want to meet with Charles, but figured one No Kings event was enough for the month. ChatGPT has introduced its own web browser. They're calling it Atlas. Maybe it should have gone with, like, ChatGPS or something, just to keep the name the same. But I don't know. Would you use ChatGPT as a browser, artificial intelligence?
I'm scared of this stuff, honestly.
AI?
I just think it's going a little bit too far.
Well, stay tuned.
It
because
can
I
help
good,
in some. This
I have
is
a good AI bit coming up here in just a second. It is time to figure out which one of these cities in the country are great baseball cities. Who's got the best baseball city in all of America? Who do you think it is?
I think we do.
Baltimore's number 11. So way down the list. It's New York, followed by L.A., Atlanta, St. Louis, Boston, Chicago, San Francisco, Philadelphia, Sacramento, California, then Cincinnati, then us. I'm trying to think where Tampa is in all this. I don't think Tampa's a big deal.
Sacramento.
Yeah. And Tampa does not make the top 30. Miami makes number 25.
Wow.
St. Petersburg, there it is. St. Petersburg, number 21. That's the Tampa area.
We're going back to the old stadium now. They're repairing the roof.
Are they going to repair that? I hated that. The Trop. The Trop.
It's a circus tent.
It is. And it's ironic that you spent a lot of time in under the circus tent at the.
Yes, I have, Mr. Casey. In my 56 years.
Oh, I want to say something so bad.
Some people said I was too intense.
That's right. And you still have that standing deal with Lone Brothers?
Of course. The only thing that canvas is a chase.
It is. A little rough, but it does keep you warm.
Yes, it does. I don't need that right now, though.
I was surfing the internet the other day, and I ran across this, which I was amazed at AI. This is an AI Don Rickles. That somebody created, and he was going after the No Kings protesters from this past weekend. Here he is. Now, again, I want to clarify, this is AI Don Rickles.
Test this weekend. A million people out there, and not one of them sure what they're protesting. I saw a guy yelling, "Down with tyranny," next to a lady selling tie-dye muffins. Looked like a reunion for people who still think hashtags are pound signs. Okay, boomer. They had signs so confusing, even ChatGPT just went, huh? One sign said, "No kings!" Buddy, relax. You're in a food court, not Game of Thrones. Half of them were chanting, half were counting steps to the porta potties. I'm just amazed they all found parking for their Subarus. God bless them. Every revolution needs granola, guilt, and a nap.
I thought that was pretty good.
That was good.
Stupid
that
hockey
was,
puck.
That was really good. Kind of sounded like Don Rickles, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
Yeah, it did. Yeah,
that was pretty good, whoever put that together. It's getting scary, AI. It really is.
It is.
There was a time when I remember people would send me stuff and I would immediately be able to identify it. Now it's like I see stuff all the time and it's like, wait a minute. And they had somebody did one with Dr. Martin Luther King the other day, and I swore. I mean, it sounded just like him, looked like him, the whole nine yards, but the message was so... I know he never said it, so that's the reason why I was able to identify it. But it's really getting scary out there, so got to be careful, that's for sure.
Sure.
I'd like to see maybe if somebody... your homework assignment of listeners is AI Chuck Whitaker doing a traffic report.
That's nice.
Are you really
Which
Chuck Whitaker?
Then I can be replaced.
Well, yeah, that's true. But Chuck, look, you've made it all 50 some plus years. You were the creator, the innovator of artificial intelligence.
Oh, man!
First tries, all the teachers said, no intelligence.
Right. And then they promoted your artificial intelligence, which is just a little bit better.
After Edmondson High School, where I would be today.
Yeah, you were once a Redskin. I remember those days.
Wow.
Now it's Edmondson Westside High School.
Right. All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. It is 6:20, 20 minutes after the hour. So Governor Wes Moore, once again, showing a true lack of leadership. His boogeyman is Orange Man Ben, Donald Trump, when we do know it's Democrat policies and the Democrats in the state that are leading to rising costs, forcing 40,000 Marylanders to exit each and every year. Get your thoughts on that. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680.
Hey, guys, it's Rob Carson. If your kitchen or bathroom is ready for an upgrade, it's time to call the experts at John Hagee Remodeling. Choose chic cabinet refacing for a brand new look without the time, mess, and cost of custom remodeling, or let their design experts plan your complete kitchen or bath remodel. Either way, you get award-winning craftsmanship and customer service. See some of their amazing work at johnhagee.com. That's John, H-E-A-G-Y.com, or stop by their showroom on York Road in Hunt Valley. Call John Hagee Remodeling today.
The Great Scale Model Train Show is here this Saturday and Sunday at the Timonium Fairgrounds, the largest scale model train show in the Mid-Atlantic. And this weekend, you can see an operating layout comprised entirely of Lego blocks. Participate in a huge auction of rare brass trains and take advantage of locomotive repairs. Special family prices and kids under 16 are free with an adult. The Great Scale Model Train Show, this weekend only. Don't miss it.
At WCBM, we stand for freedom, hard work, and the businesses that keep our community strong. The local businesses that support WCBM share our values. They believe in you, just like you believe in America. So when you need a service, a product, or a meal out, support the businesses that support WCBM. Your dollars stay local, help hardworking Americans, and keep conservative talk radio alive. Check out our trusted sponsors at WCBM.com and tell them you heard them on WCBM, because when we stand together, we thrive together.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
6:22, 22 minutes after the hour here on KC and Company. And coming up right after the 6:30 news, we are going to share with you the illegal alien trucker problem. It has now completely become an epidemic in the country. And Secretary of Transportation Sean Duffy and the DHS Secretary Kristi Noem are going to have to start taking action. And we'll tell you what we can do here in the state of Maryland to protect Marylanders on our highways and byways. Speaking of which, time for an update on Friday morning rush hour. Once again, the King of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
I think this is a broken down vehicle northbound 95. It's right in the construction area at Route 24. It's in the median with the flashers on, so I'm not sure if it's related to the construction or not, but we're still getting three lanes by in the construction northbound 76 mile marker. They may be in there later, but for right now, no backup northbound through that area. Both the tunnels still running with the lanes open. All clear, both on 95 and 895 south. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. We have got sunny, breezy today and highs around 60. Back down with lows around 40 a little bit later on this evening. Right now, clear 40 in Pasadena, and it is 41 in Middle River. And you're on Casey and Company, and we're talking about Governor Wes Moore now, again, continuing to gaslight Marylanders, to blame President Trump for policies that were imposed, passed, and regulated by Democrats, the supermajority in the General Insane Asylum, and Governor Moore over the last 3 years that have led to record prices in energy and elsewhere. Let me just review. Remember, he got a $5 billion surplus that Lockdown Larry had left him. A lot of that was COVID money, obviously. But smart stewardship. If you didn't come in and hire 5,000 state employees from the get-go, then you wouldn't have run up costs. To the point now, he's supposed to be taking credit for laying off 330 state employees and not filling 100 vacant positions. But you hired 5,000 state employees right at the beginning of your term. So you're the one that created the problem. President Trump wasn't in office at that time. He wasn't in office when you and the Democrats passed the Climate Control Act of 2022. He wasn't in office when you were raising spending and you squandered that surplus and then turned it into a $3.3 billion deficit. And then you and the supermajority progressive Marxists down in Annapolis approved a $1.6 billion in new taxes and fees this year. Largest tax increase in the history of Maryland. Here is Carroll County Senator Justin Reedy.
I'm very concerned about health care premiums going up, but that, as you mentioned to me, at $70 premium increase, there's been hundreds of dollars for many people increases in their cost of living due directly to actions of Governor Wes Moore.
Yeah, well, I mean, so now the Democrats created this problem with Obamacare, the Unaffordable Care Act. They passed this thing without a single Republican vote. They bought people off, the Cornhusker kickback, the Louisiana Purchase, remember Senator Mary Landrieu, et cetera. They passed this thing behind closed doors, and remember, it was Crazy Nancy, who may now be investigated by A.G. Bondi, more on that coming up a little bit later on, but it was Crazy Nancy that said, we have to pass the bill before we can find out what's in it. Well, we have now found out what's in it, and these subsidies, which were a payback to large insurance companies, big donors to Democrats and establishment Republicans, but they had nothing to do with Obamacare. They turned the Affordable Care Act into being unaffordable, so much so they have to subsidize with tax credits the payments for premiums, and they put their own expiration date in, and 1 week from today. 1 week from today, the federal tax credits for Obamacare will expire. And it wasn't just low-income people getting these tax subsidies. It was medium and high-income people. People making over $100,000 were getting these tax subsidies. So this is a Democrat-created problem. It is not the Republicans. The Republicans have a plan to expand it for 1 year, these subsidies, while they negotiate a better health care. Because, look, I think the best thing for America is let Obamacare die. Because it is horrible. Healthcare costs have been raised 60%. And you know what's going up here in Maryland? Vehicle registration fees are now $120 for the average car. I told you, mine's due next Friday, $290 for my vehicle.
$290
because I have an SUV. I have a four-wheel drive SUV. Emission tests are $30, up from $14. There's a new $5 tire fee. Boating and title registration fees tripled from $24 to $70. Increased taxes on sports betting. Don't tell the NBA that. Cannabis, vending machines, and a new IT tax at 3%, which is going to drive IT companies out. Income taxes also went up for Maryland residents who make $500,000 or more. And they estimate that 190,000 Marylanders could see their health insurance premiums increase an average of 95% well next year. Well, whose fault is that? It's the Democrats. And see, they're trying to blame this all on Trump and the Republicans
always,
when they caused the problem. And, Senator Reedy out there saying that these costs are really, you can lay them at the feet of Governor Tax Moore and the supermajority in Annapolis.
Well, I think we all would say that we don't want costs to go up for people. But that's why we've spent the last 3 years fighting against Governor Moore's dogged attempts to raise every tax and fee possible known to man in this state. We've had over 330 tax and fee increases since Governor Moore has taken office.
330. I heard it was actually the actual number, maybe closer to 500. And so I'd love to hear from our listeners that have left, that have exited Maryland, 40,000 people a year, and they're now saying it's all because of high cost of housing. The reason why people aren't buying houses isn't because the houses are too expensive. It's because the interest rates are too high. Okay, people are waiting for the interest rates to come down. And President Trump is urging the Fed to lower interest rates to jumpstart the housing industry. Yes, Maryland is expensive, especially if you're living in Montgomery County and parts of other areas, but it's not nearly as expensive. I looked at the top 100 most expensive zip codes, and the only one in Maryland that was listed was Gibson Island. And, of course, that is, you know, the average house there is like $2.5 million or something like that. That's exclusive. Only the really rich folk, the very wealthy folk, can afford living on Gibson Island. But that's it. The rest of them are all in California, New York, Illinois, other big blue states. So, stop gaslighting us saying it's all about the housing. No, it's all about your tax, your fee, and your regulatory cost here in the state. Coming up next, illegal alien truck drivers are killing Americans. It's 6:30. Time for your latest news headlines. Here's Maggie Hunter.
Good morning. The president and CEO of the National Aquarium in Baltimore has announced plans to retire by the end of the year. John Recanelli joined the aquarium in 2011, and since then he guided the organization through a period of growth and evolution to expand its role as a national leader in conservation, animal care, and animal rescue. The senior vice president and chief mission officer will serve as interim president and CEO upon his departure. The board of directors has begun a national search for the organization's next president and CEO. Maryland receives a settlement from an online retailer that used deceptive practices to enroll consumers in a VIP membership, then make it difficult to cancel. TFG Holding offers shoes, clothing, and accessories under brands like Just Fab and Shoe Dazzle. According to the Attorney General's office, TFG offered discounts to consumers without properly informing them that by accepting the discount, they would be enrolled in a VIP membership at nearly $50 a month. Attorney General Brown says the settlement provides refunds to consumers harmed by TFG's hidden fees and sets clear standards to prevent the deceptive practices in the future. The Maryland Department of Natural Resources is urging hikers to use caution while leaf peeping because this is the time of year when snakes move to their winter hibernation areas. Officials say the coloring of copperheads and rattlesnakes makes them difficult to see among the fallen leaves, and hikers can easily step on them. Anyone walking through the woods should stay on designated trails and watch for wildlife. And police are investigating a double shooting in Parkville. Police say the shooting happened in the area of Harford Road and Taylor Avenue at around 8:30 Thursday night, and the victims were taken to hospitals for treatment. 6:31 on Casey and Company. Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes coming up next.
This is Pastor Dave Lewis at Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church with today's moment of truth. It seems to me that we fought a war with England 250 years ago, in part over religious persecution. The Pilgrims in 1620, the Puritans in 1630, and the Quakers in 1670 joined with many other Protestants, as well as Catholics and Jews, in emigrating to the New World in search of religious liberty. President Trump was the last president to take a stand against religious persecution. He said, in America, we have always understood that our rights come from God, not government. In our Bill of Rights, the first liberty is religious liberty. We know that if people are not free to practice their faith, then all of the freedoms are at risk. End of quote. We need a commander-in-chief who understands not only the rule of law, but also the fact that our freedoms are God-given and not under the control of a godless government. This is Pastor Dave Lewis, and it's been today's moment of truth.
It's 6:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Looks like a new problem on the Capitol Beltway, Montgomery County, looking at what appears to be a wreck on the outer loop right at the ramp at Route 29. And from what we can see right now, it's crowding the left side of the roadway. So very quickly, we're backed up towards New Hampshire Avenue, and that's going to back up over towards I-95. So as you're getting closer to Route 29, you'll need to be to the center and the right side of the roadway, but things are changing with more equipment arriving and much more stop and go now for the traffic there on the outer loop of the Capitol Beltway. We're still clear and we're good to go this morning, southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We're in for a cool day with highs in the upper 50s and low 60s. We'll have plenty of sunshine. At times, it will be breezy. We'll drop to the upper 30s and low 40s under clear skies tonight. Then get ready for the upper 50s and low 60s again tomorrow with a mix of sunshine and clouds. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Jasmine Lomax for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports brought to you by Greven Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. So many problems to talk about with the Ravens, so little time. This segment, we focus on the pass rush, or lack thereof. Defensive coordinator Zach Orr was asked yesterday, how much did the staff spend, time-wise, preparing new pass rush schemes to pressure opposing quarterbacks over the bye?
Yeah, we spent a lot of time, man. That was probably the main focus that we looked at. And I think the coaches... all coaches, man, have done a great job, including Coach Harbaugh and our defensive coaches, of coming up with a pressure plan and a blitz plan. And I mean,
and the numbers are ugly. Ravens with 8 sacks this year through 6 games, tied for last in the league. Baltimore was second in the league a year ago with 54 sacks. And with that in mind, the Ravens made a move yesterday, signing 7-year veteran Carl Lawson to a deal. The pass rusher hasn't appeared in a game this season after going unsigned during the offseason. He's 30 years old, had 5 sacks in 15 games for the Cowboys last year, 7 years total in the NFL, 32 sacks in 89 games. As the Orioles' search for their next manager continues, traditions are being torn down around the league about what the requirements are for being a manager. The Giants just hired Tony Vitello out of Tennessee with no major league coaching experience. Albert Pujols is a hot commodity, also with zero experience. And keep in mind this, neither Earl Weaver nor Buck Showalter, their two most successful managers in Orioles' history, had any big league experience at all before taking the job. On the hardwood last night in Indiana, what a game this was.
2:45 remaining. Mathurin guarding SGA. Pull-up jumper. And Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, that is where he excels.
Mike Breen had the call on ESPN, the incomparable Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, with 55 points last night and another double overtime win for OKC, 141-135 over the Pacers. Meanwhile, Nuggets guard Alex Gordon threw down 50 points last night in a 137-131 loss to the Warriors. And the gambling scandal that has rocked the NBA and the sports world in general, 3 current and former players and coaches have been arrested, including Hall of Famer and Portland Trailblazers head coach Chauncey Billups. That's what you know. Here's Kash Patel with more.
What you don't know is that this is an illegal gambling operation and sports rigging operation that spanned the course of years. The FBI led a coordinated takedown across 11 states to arrest over 30 individuals today responsible for this case, which is very much ongoing.
And actually, a total of 34 people were arrested as a result of the years-long investigation. 11 states involving tens of millions of dollars. We'll hear a lot more on that over the course of the morning. The time now is 6:37. The question is anybody surprised?
Attention federal employees. Are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those, too. Greven Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greven Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
I mean, Sean, when was the last time you saw a betting commercial on television?
Yeah, really? I mean, it's all over the place. It's on TV. It's on radio. It's everywhere, of course. And we made it legal here in Maryland, last year? If I'm not mistaken. So, look, I've got no problems with you. I want to legalize betting and gambling. But I do think that the sports, NBA now is just the latest one, is that they really have to, implement very strict and tough penalties. First off, what they're being charged with is illegal. So yeah. They may end up going to jail. We don't know yet. They're innocent until proven guilty. But the second thing is, I don't probably, if you're an athlete and you want to bet on something, that's fine, but not on your own sport.
Mm-hmm.
You should not be allowed to bet. If you're a basketball player, no betting whatsoever on professional basketball games anywhere at any time.
I think the most shocking thing here is the connection that Patel has made, or the FBI is uncovering, put it that way, with the La Cosa Nostra.
Yeah.
Like, when you hear that, in a press conference, the Gambino family, the Bonino family, whatever, all these Aninos, that's hard. That's hard to hear, okay? It's not, you know, I think in the deep recesses of our mind, we know that.
Well, and again, I know that it's just not the old La Cosa Nostra. It's also there are Chinese gangs, there are Asian gangs.
All over the world, yeah.
Chinese mob is very involved on this as well. So it's, you know, when you legalize something, the underworld has to find another route in so that they can make money.
Right, because they're not going away.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, hey, just real quick, I just put into AI, how many commercials for gambling in a typical sports broadcast? Okay, I don't know. So they said, there's no specific numbers, but here are the league policies. The NFL has a policy of allowing one sports betting commercial per quarter during games. That's not true. That is just not true.
Right.
There are multiple betting commercials during one quarter of NFL games. And then the list goes on and on. NBA, NHL, they all have Premier League soccer.
They all have policies. Some broadcasts where the announcers actually incorporate
absolutely,
you know, the odds and so on and so forth during the game.
That's true. Here, just one more thing. Premier League. Research has cited by the BBC found that televised Premier League matches, including gambling promotions, every 4 seconds, which included logos, firm logos, yeah, appearing on screen, on the dashboards, on the field, superimposed by TV. It's everywhere.
What happens is when people go to either go to a game or they want to watch a game on television, one thing that they expect is the game is going to be fair. It's
absolutely
not going to be rigged. It's not going to be thrown. And this kind of stuff, I mean, look, you had the Black Sox scandal years ago. You have all there have been Pete Rose. You had betting scandals in the past. But right now, this is the kind of thing that has the potential to make people distrust what they're watching, especially in the NBA.
I think most people have lost their faith in government and people in general. Sports is the last bastion that most people want to still have faith in,
yeah,
and now we can't even have faith in that.
Good point. Thanks, Gary. 6:40, 20 minutes before the hour. Marty's in Parkville. Good morning, Marty.
Hey, Sean. And you made a good point about the interest rates, but the other thing that's driving housing costs up is government subsidies.
Right.
I mean, right now, the only people that can afford to take a loan are companies that have the cash to pay for them, and they're overpaying for houses because they can rent them out to people that are subsidized by the government at a high rate that the normal person can't afford.
Yeah, well, the other thing is that in some cases, when the bank comes in to foreclose on a house, I saw it happen in my neighborhood. You take a house worth, let's say, I don't know, $500,000, and of course now the HUD takes it over, and they'll sell it for $250,000. And they'll put Section 8 into that house. And so what happens is that lowers the property values of people around, and then people start panicking, and then they start moving and selling and get the hell out of Dodge. I mean, there are so many factors involved in this, Marty, that I understand housing is expensive, but let's face it, 40,000 Marylanders, most of which that exit every year, can't afford to live here because of the taxes on the retirees.
Absolutely. Can you name me one area where government subsidy hasn't caused the prices to skyrocket?
Everywhere I've ever seen it.
Right now, they're shutting down the government so that they can cause the prices to go up because they're not bringing health care costs down. Certain people aren't going to have to pay as much for it because it's subsidized by the government. But the insurance companies and pharmaceutical companies are making record profits because at the end of the day, they know they're going to get paid because the government's backing it up. The rest of us get screwed because we don't have our insurance,
yeah,
subsidized.
Yeah,
we don't have our medicine subsidized.
Right. Well, that was the whole thing in the subsidies in the Obamacare for the insurance companies. A big payback for the insurance companies who made out like a bandit in Obamacare. And now that that's going to go away, the Democrats desperately don't want to see the light of the day being shined on the insurance companies and their relationship. Marty, got to run. But listen, thanks for the call. It's a great point.
Have a great day, sir.
You do the same. Enjoy your weekend. Let's go to Mac and Eldersburg. Good morning, Mac. Oops, wait a minute, Mac. We'll put you on hold for just a second. I lost place in my clock here. It's time for traffic and weather on the threes, and we've got the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker, standing by.
There's a new wreck reported. I'm looking at the camera here, northbound Route 29 at Route 32. I just saw a medic unit going north in that area, so I'm going to have to track this down, see where they end up right now here at the ramp.
at Route 32. They're not there, but it looks like they might be stopping just north of Route 32 on 29. So heads up, they're all just arriving there right at the moment. The wreck on the Capitol Beltway now moved to the shoulder, outer loop Montgomery County. It's a little better, but they're still off to the right side, and it's a visual delay, outer loop at Route 29, with delays kind of edging back towards the ramps at I-95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 authority, weather authority forecast, I should say, sunny, breezy today, highs near 60 tonight, temps back down near 40. Out in the suburbs, you could see some frost. We have some frost warnings for the suburbs tonight. Saturday, partly sunny, temps again with up near 60 degrees. Right now, it's clear 41 in Glen Burnie, and it is 42 in Arnold. And time once again, head out to the Chuck Wagon, latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Butterball Johnson.
That's a big Twinkie.
Excuse me?
That's a big Twinkie.
Take it easy. In celebration of Halloween. Oh, wait, before we get to Halloween, I got to tell you, today is a big day. It's National Baloney Day.
Ooh, a little hungry one, hungry one. Open up a package of my bologna. Ooh, I think the toast is done, the toast is done. Diving with a little of my bologna. Never gonna stop, eat it up. Such a tasty snack, I always eat too much. And so on, but also me, that's my, yeah, yeah. My bologna.
All right, Maggie, I understand that bologna is your favorite meat.
I have many favorite meats, and bologna does top the list.
What is bologna, by the way? What kind of meat
is
bologna?
It's just so fun.
Yeah, it is fun. It's fun.
You can say. You can make little faces with it.
It's actually sausage. Is what?
Is it really?
Yeah, it's in the sausage family. Poor man's sausage, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Some say bologna, but it's often referred to
as say bologna.
Bologna. All right. Sonic is offering, exactly, spooky savings deals at Sonic right now. You get free medium tots or groovy fries with a purchase, free small classic shake, free Sonic cheeseburger, and free small premium chicken bites with a purchase now through the end of this weekend. This is something I might have to try. It's called Garage Barbecue.
Ooh.
Again, Garage Beer has teamed up with Barbecue Brand to do a line of barbecue sauces made with real beer.
Wow.
This is Kansas City-based barbecue sauce, classic beer-bacue, and an amped-up beer-bacue infused with beer. Of course, the beer cooks out. So it's $7.99 per bottle, but it does give you good... It's like, you know, you put beer when you're steaming crabs.
Beer does a lot of good, a lot of recipes, apparently.
Exactly. You have it with your cereal each and every morning, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Federal government is... obviously, this is great news. Coca-Cola, thanks to the MAHA movement, has decided to start reintroducing sugar in all their Coke recipes, except for the Diet Coke, which still has the chemicals in it, but it looks pretty good. So now no more fructose or high fructose corn syrup, and all the Coke product that is going to be regular sugar will be regular sugar from now on.
That's what the Donald wants.
Yep, absolutely. And not that, you know, that's even, it's any healthier for you because there's lots of sugar in it, but the high fructose corn syrup was really, really bad.
Going to be served in the new ballroom, you think?
Yeah, I think it
does. Everybody's all pissed off about that.
Ah, come on, get over it. They're just ticked off at anything he does.
I know. Anything he does, right? He could put a sandbox out there and they'd be screaming.
Yeah, it was okay for Obama to tear up the tennis courts and put a basketball court in there.
Yeah, that's okay.
Hey, look, I just saw a picture the other day. This has nothing to do with anything except the fact when Eisenhower moved in, he built a big putting green on the lawn.
Yeah.
You know, because he played golf. He was
Truman gutted the whole inside of the White House. He and Bess lived in the Blair House across the street until the whole entire inside of the White House was gutted. And
then again, that was
renovated.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was okay.
What Bill Clinton did in the Oval Office.
Don't want to really go there. Are you talking about his cigar humidor? Yeah, I wonder what happened to that.
Is it like in a museum? I mean...
No, I think she's living in New York now. Monica. Chuck, seen a couple. Appreciate that. 6:48. Let's go back to Mac in Eldersburg. Mac, thanks for holding.
Oh. Hi, Sean.
Hi. Hey there.
Been listening in for decades, almost every day.
Thank you, sir.
When I can. And it was
nice to chat with you over there at the Hilton in Owings Mills. Your opening segment, you mentioned about, you know, different advertisers that advertise on WCBM, and you guys advertise for Wallace Roofing.
Mm-hmm.
Monday, they completed my roof, a pretty extensive roof replacement on a very old house, and very professional, you know, very respectful of the property, you know, did a great job. And I wasn't familiar with Wallace Roofing other than to hear you advertise them. I approached two other contractors, but they couldn't get to it for 3 or 4 weeks. And I had to get this done right away because my insurance company sent a drone over top of my house.
Wow.
To say, hey, you need a new roof, pal. And so I called Wallace, and they said, we can be there probably the day after tomorrow. And they did a beautiful job. So, great company to deal with.
Yeah, they've been in business for over 90 years. You know, we've been in business for over 100. So they're almost right there with us. And that's what we look for. We look for people that are local, that don't sub out to others. I mean, they have their own employees. And we've had a long-term relationship with Wallace. And I'm so glad that you were able to get them out to your home and get them to repair your roof, Mac. And that's a great testimonial. We'll send that over to folks at Wallace so they can get a chance and share it with them. But Mac, thanks again for listening for all these years, and thanks for most of all.
I love your show, Sean.
Thanks, Mac. Appreciate that, and hopefully we'll see you at the next Freedom Fest next year. 6:50, 10 before the hour of 7 o'clock. You're listening to Casey and Company on WCBM.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-799.
The Great Scale Model Train Show this weekend at the Timonium Fairgrounds. The biggest model train show in the Mid-Atlantic with fun for the entire family. Door prizes, acres of operating model train layouts, and special sale prices. Let's go to the train show.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Your next news update is minutes away at the top of the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Coming up at the top of the hour, we are going to take a look at that story. Illegal alien truck drivers now have struck again, killing Americans, three dead in a horrific fiery crash in California that is handing out commercial driver's licenses to like candies to a baby. It is outrageous, and we'll get the reaction of the White House, the Department of Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy, and much, much more. J.B. Pritzker has been caught lying to a nationwide audience. We'll out him there, as well as coming up in just a second. The Harford County Sheriff weighs in on the A.G. Brown memo that we heard from Sheriff Mike Lewis earlier on this week. We heard from Sheriff DeWeese of Carroll County, and now, of course, Sheriff Gaylor weighing in on that. At 6:53, traffic and weather. On the threes now with the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
There's a report of a broken down vehicle, 895 southbound
at the ramp area at Poteet Street. I'm looking at the traffic coming south after you pay the toll. Child Street, Frank First Avenue in that area. So it's a little bit slow. Dark, though, where the camera is at Poteet Street. So you could be on the shoulder. There's enough traffic moving south, but the speeds are down where normally we shouldn't have any backup southbound through there. So just a heads up for that if you're traveling south. We've seen just a little bit more traffic now filling in on 895 around the Eastern Avenue ramp and 95 at the top of the hill. Start to fill there, fill in as you're moving south towards the Fort McHenry Tunnel. New wreck in the city, Pulaski Highway at Urban Avenue over on the east side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast for your Friday and the weekend. Sunny, breezy, highs near 60 today. Tonight, down in the upper 30s, maybe some frost area, frost warning in some areas. Partly sunny on Saturday. Temperatures once again in the upper 50s near 60. Right now, 41 in Pasadena, 41 in Parkville. Let's take a phone call. Mike is in Lancaster City. Good morning, Mike.
Yes, good morning, Sean. I was listening to your kind of request to say, hey, who are some people that left Maryland and why and what are they up to? And long and short is that I was relocated to the Baltimore area in 1995. Originally lived in the city, Charles Street, Lake Avenue, Elkridge Country Club.
Mm-hmm.
After two attempted break-ins, and then there was either a gentleman or a group of people who were throwing cinder blocks through bay windows to steal women's purses, I thought, time to move to the county, right? I had young kids.
Right.
Moved to the county and was there, and, you know, the county was fine. I was Phoenix, Maryland area. Mm-hmm. And long and short of this was, I just woke up one day, realized, why am I paying everything that I'm paying here? I mean, every time you turn around, they're hitting you with another, you know, increases on alcohol, if you remember that back in the day.
Yep, the tax on booze, and then tax now on weed.
I mean, which made me go to Delaware. And I was working, the company was headquartered in Wilmington, so that wasn't that big of a stretch of that. But long and short of this is I woke up, Sean, and realized my vote just doesn't really count. With the exception of a Bob Ehrlich here, or, you know, Lockdown Larry the first time, I wasn't happy. But I didn't have one senator I ever voted for. Congressman was not in Andy Harris's district, believe it or not. I was in, I can't remember right now. A guy passed away in Baltimore City. They gerrymandered all the way up into Phoenix, Maryland.
Yep, yep.
The end of my thing is that I made the decision to move to Pennsylvania because I still have family that's there, so I wanted to be, if I need to be close, come back. And right now, I have a conservative Republican congressman, Lloyd Smucker. I have a state senator, conservative Republican, Scott Martin. And when I voted for Donald Trump this time around, you know what? My vote really counted.
Yep.
And never
well,
looked
I would tell you this, Mike, you've got a big election coming up in 2 weeks because you've got three sitting justices on the Pennsylvania Supreme Court that need to go. The three Democrats there. So Pennsylvanians, even though this is an off-year election, this is a really important vote for Pennsylvanians vote no against retaining these three Democrat justices because they're the ones that are responsible for redrawing maps, and it's not a good situation. So I want to keep that in mind as you go out to vote in a couple of weeks. Mike, got to run, but listen, thanks so much for sharing your story. All right, take care. Have a great weekend. Harford County's at it again. This time, Sheriff Gaylor is upset because, well, first off, the AG Brown's memo on local law enforcement, advising not to assist local law enforcement to assist with federal agents, warning that officers could face legal consequences for violating civil rights. And Gaylor says it's all politics, as did Sheriff Lewis of Wicomico County.
The whole thing from the Attorney General was political theater. He's telling Maryland police officers they have to follow Maryland law. Well, we all know that.
Gaylor joining several Maryland sheriffs, but then it gets a memo from County Attorney Jefferson Bloomquist forwarding the AG's guidance to Gaylor saying, quote, the county doesn't authorize any deviation from the requirements and guidance set forth in the memorandum. And so Gaylor is blaming the Casley administration for that.
Rather disappointing. To get that same direction from the Casley administration was just, you know, the icing on the cake, if you will.
And you feel like that was coming directly from the Castle administration?
Oh, absolutely. He didn't speak on behalf of the law department. He spoke on behalf of the county.
But County Executive Castle took to social media yesterday claiming that Bloomquist's email was sent without his knowledge.
Maryland Attorney General Brown recently issued politically motivated guidance that's clearly intended to discourage cooperation with ICE.
But Gaylor says, wait, stop the presses here. If this is the county state's attorney sending out this kind of memo, you have to have either known about it or, you know, you don't know what's going on within your own administration. And Gaylor says, if that's the case, if the guy sent it without Castley's knowledge, then Bloomquist, he says, should be fired.
He's saying the county attorney went rogue on him and put out directive under his authority. I let the county executive know. If that was a member of my staff, they'd no longer be a member of my staff.
So here again lies the problem with the Maryland GOP. They'd rather fight each other than the Democrats. I mean, it's amazing. I've seen it so many times in this state, and it's not just in Harford County. It's in Baltimore County, Anne Arundel County. It's everywhere you go, Maryland Republicans, because there's a vacuum at the top. There's no leadership at the top of the Maryland GOP, so everybody underneath starts fighting for the bits and the scraps, and that's the reason why they can't get their act together. It is so sad and tragic. 7 o'clock. You're listening to Casey and Company.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump says trade talks with Canada are over. An anti-tariff TV ad put together by Ontario is the last straw for the president. That ad featured bits of a speech by President Reagan, and Mr. Trump says it was misleading. The president strikes an optimistic note ahead of his upcoming talks with his Chinese counterpart.
The two leaders will be meeting soon at a regional summit in South Korea, and President Trump predicts a successful trade outcome.
I expect we'll probably work out a very fair deal with President Xi of China.
In particular, the president wants China to buy more soybeans from American farmers. He has threatened massive tariffs on Chinese imports if a deal isn't reached. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Accused of mortgage fraud, New York Attorney General Letitia James scheduled for her first court appearance later today. President Trump will not be sending National Guard troops into San Francisco, at least for now. The president did the about-face following talks with San Francisco's mayor and tech industry leaders. Day 24 of the government shutdown, the Democrats have blocked a GOP measure guaranteeing pay for essential federal workers and the troops during the remainder of the shutdown, however long it will last. Have nagging doubts about gambling? If so, you're not alone.
As sports betting expands, polling suggests Americans have become increasingly critical of its role in U.S. society and sports, although they're more tolerant of legal betting for professional sports. A recent Pew Research Center poll found about 43% of U.S. adults say the fact that sports betting is now legal in much of the country is a bad thing for society and sports. That's up from about 34% who said so in July of 2022. Bob Agner reporting.
On Wall Street, the Dow futures are up 51 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 120 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Dennis Prager here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've always been a strong believer in precious metals investment, and I've always been fascinated with rare coin collecting. But owning the wrong coins that only make dealers a lot of money can be catastrophic for your investment portfolio. AmFed Coin and Bullion specializes in taking people out of non-performing coin portfolios and turning them into gold, silver, or platinum bullion. They tailor a portfolio based on your goals and not what they want to sell you. You'll never experience scare tactics, misleading hype, or high-pressure sales from owner Nick Grovich and his very knowledgeable staff. They will evaluate your portfolio, show you how your coins have performed, and take the time to educate you on the ugly industry practices so that you can make an informed decision. Smart people can make very bad investments when they're under pressure and lack the facts. Call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. AmericanFederal.com.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company. It's 7:03. Time for Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
There's some slowing now. 895 southbound's beginning to back up right at the O'Donnell Street ramp. Nothing wrong. Everybody's moving into the tunnel, and then it's really okay going south. Whatever that vehicle was broken down around Poteet Street doesn't appear to be a big problem. Traffic a little heavy southbound, but moving okay past that area. Fort McHenry Tunnel, the lanes are open. All four lanes are clear. The only slowing would be kind of at the top of the hill at the Keith Avenue ramp, but all four lanes are open into the tunnel. There is a new wreck if you're coming into the city by way of the BW Parkway. It changes into Russell Street. There's an accident, Russell Street at Annapolis Road. That would be right before the bridge at I-95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We're in for a cool day with highs in the upper 50s and low 60s. We'll have plenty of sunshine. At times it will be breezy. We'll drop to the upper 30s and low 40s under clear skies tonight. Then get ready for the upper 50s and low 60s again tomorrow with a mix of sunshine and clouds. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Jasmine Lomax for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 42 in Parkville and 40 in Hunt Valley. At 7:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. The president and CEO of the National Aquarium in Baltimore has announced plans to retire by the end of the year. John Racanelli joined the aquarium in 2011, and since then he guided the organization through a period of growth and evolution to expand its role as a national leader in conservation, animal care, and animal rescue. The senior vice president and chief mission officer will serve as interim president and CEO upon Racanelli's departure. The board of directors has begun a national search for the organization's next president and CEO. Maryland receives a settlement from an online retailer that used deceptive practices to enroll consumers in a VIP membership, then make it difficult to cancel. TFG Holding offers shoes, clothing, and accessories under brands like Just Fab and Shoe Dazzle. According to the Attorney General's office, TFG offered discounts to consumers without properly informing them that by accepting the discount, they would be enrolled in a VIP membership at nearly $50 a month. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery Pick 3 was 748, the Pick 4, 5530. 7:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Paycheck replacement is a concept many investors preparing for retirement are considering. A competitive fixed income annuity with guaranteed lifetime income benefits may be part of a successful retirement plan. Many options are available, some that offer bonuses. For more information, dial 410-230-1820. Please leave your name, address, telephone number, and email address. All annuities involve fees, surrender charges, and potential tax implications. Guarantees are subject to the insurer's financial strength. Call 410-230-1820 for this important information. 410-230-1820. Securities offered through Aegis Capital Corp. Member FINRA SIPC. Guarantees are subject to the insurer's claims paying ability. Bonus credits may be offset by higher fees or reduced benefits. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Now, Gary Stein on sports.
705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. I don't know if this is something to hang your hat on for Sunday, but here it is. Best record week after a bye. Ravens are number two in the league, 14-3 behind only the Steelers at 15-3. Best home record after a bye. The Ravens tied with the Bills for number one in the league at 10-2. So there's that. And then there's also this, the return of Patrick Ricard for the first time this season. Offensive coordinator Todd Monken on what that means to the Ravens running game.
I mean, a guy that's played as much football as he has, and, you know, he can play on the line of scrimmage, he can play in the backfield. He's a guy that doesn't get dented. You know, I mean, he doesn't overreact to what he sees.
Without Ricard this season, Baltimore averaging about 60 yards rushing less per game. And then how about this winner from Joe Flacco? The Bengals quarterback at the mic asked about what his life is like playing in Cincinnati really all alone because his wife and five kids are back in New Jersey for school for the school season. Oh, man. All right, we'll get to Flacco a little bit later. And then finally, of course, the gambling probe that has rocked the NBA and really the sports world in general, and it goes much, much past the NBA. Here's FBI Director Kash Patel.
Not only did we crack into the fraud that these perpetrators committed on the grand stage of the NBA, but we also entered and executed a system of justice against La Casa Nostra.
Four mafia families have been cited in the investigation. Coming up in 30 minutes, both World Series teams have big payrolls. The question is, will the Orioles join them? And that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the comfort guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Bel Air to Glen Burnie to Fort McHenry and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Love to hear from you. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCVM-680. You can email us at am680wcbm.com. You can text into the show just like Paz has done. He says, I had the privilege of serving 22 years in our military, followed by 26 years working to support our armed forces and collaborating nation partners. The day after I retired, I left Maryland and its oppressive leftist policies and relocated to the free state of Florida. Radical tyrants like Westmore chased me out of Maryland. We were talking about that last hour. Pause. Great to hear from you. Coming up in this hour, the problem, of course, there's lots of it. And looking at the Illinois governor, J.B. Pritzker, has been just caught dead to rights, lying on national television. Just amazing. Brett Baer taking him down. We'll take a look at what races that you need to pay attention to, which you need to watch going into the election 2 weeks from this time. It's November 4th is big election day here in New Jersey and Virginia, Pennsylvania, and elsewhere. We'll take a look at those stories. But our top story here today is it has happened yet again. A 21-year-old semi-truck driver killed three people on a Southern California freeway on Tuesday. He is an Indian national by the name of Joshan Preet Singh. Singh, an Indian illegal alien, caught and released by Border Patrol agents in the El Centro California sector during the Biden regime back in March of 2022. A dash cam video obtained by KABC shows the moment Singh plowed into three vehicles in a fiery crash before smashing into another semi-truck. A total of eight vehicles, four big rig trucks involved in the deadly crash. Three people killed. Singh was arrested on suspicion of driving under the influence of drugs. Over the summer, an illegal alien named Harjinder Singh killed three people on a Florida highway. The Punjabi driver obtained his CDL in the Democrat-run sanctuary state of California and Washington state. And in this particular case in California, the White House has confirmed that he got his license in California as well.
Yes, I can confirm that California gave this individual a license, and it is something that the Department of Transportation has already looked into. I know Secretary Duffy, who's doing a phenomenal job, has spoken on this many times in the crackdown that the Department of Transportation is taking on these licenses that are wrongfully being issued to people who clearly do not deserve to uphold these positions. As for this case in California, on October 22nd, ICE lodged an immigration detainer for this individual following his arrest by local authorities in California on charges, as you know, of manslaughter while intoxicated and driving under the influence. He killed three people, and he first entered the United States in 2022 through the southern border, and he was released into our country by the previous administration. So now ICE has lodged a separate detainer for this individual, and these tragedies are following a disturbing pattern of these criminal illegal aliens being issued commercial vehicle licenses. And so
Yeah, and Secretary of Transportation Sean Duffy says they're going to withhold money from California because this is ground zero for granting illegals CDLs in order to operate on our highways.
I have the ability, and I'm going to pull almost another $160 million. And then I have the ability for California to say, listen, you don't follow any of these rules that keep Americans safe. We're going to revoke your ability to issue a commercial driver's license.
Now, watch this video, and I'm thinking, oh, my God, there but for the grace of God go I. That could have been my family or me or any one of us sitting on a highway getting plowed to from behind, and that has got to stop. And we'll take a look at what Maryland's policies are and what Maryland should be doing, because Governor Warren, remember, leave no one behind. But right now, this problem has been completely ignored in the state of Maryland. We need to have some checkpoints, and state troopers should be tasked with making sure that they do some checkpoints and occasional stops of these truck drivers to confirm that they are indeed properly licensed. 713 traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
There is some slowing in the construction area northbound 95 in Harford County as you're going up to Route 24. Traffic is getting through, but it's been a little bit slow off and on at the 76-mile marker northbound. So heads up, just want to alert you for that. Very quickly, it will start to slow down on the northbound side. There's a new wreck in from right around the Baltimore County, Harford County line, Baldwin Mill Road and Sweet Air Road. A couple of vehicles involved there. Two wrecks in the city, Pulaski Highway, Erdman Avenue, northbound on Russell Street. As you're coming up from the BW Parkway, the wreck there, northbound at Annapolis Road. The Beltway is filled in just a bit. Parkville side, the west side, busy, but not the major backups that we're getting. And the JFX is running okay from Ruxton Road into the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
What was that?
Yeah.
You okay?
I'm all right.
All right.
Why? What happened?
Maybe it was just a glitch in the transmission. Sounded like you swallowed a sentence or something there.
Oh, dear.
Well, yeah. Just make sure you have a snack before your next report.
Snack?
You might be a little hungry.
Maybe some water.
Maybe some water would do it as well. All right, we're glad you're okay.
Thank you so much for asking.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, sunny, breezy today. Highs near 60, and right now we're looking at, it's a chilly morning, let's be honest here. And it is 41 in Middle River and 41 in Baltimore City. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
Yesterday, Law and Order Roundtable, the president surrounded by a number of folks in his cabinet, Secretary of War, Secretary of Homeland Security, FBI Director Kash Patel, Attorney General Pam Bondi, the Deputy AG Todd Lyons, and others all there. An announcement that over 3,000 arrests of domestic terrorists and or illegal alien terrorists have been made already.
In a matter of weeks, the task force has made the largest number of arrests of cartel leaders, operatives, and gang members in American history, more than 3,000 and counting.
Yeah, and the media is apoplectic over the drug boat strikes. You know, these are the boats that they've had intel that they're carrying drugs. I mean, really, I mean, I think it was was it Hegseth or Kim? One of the cabin members pointed out yesterday that these are when you come in a submarine and you're approaching the United States coastline, it's not because you're a fisherman, okay? All right. I mean, it's pretty much common sense. But President Trump talked about taking out these drug boats and maybe possible land strikes in the future.
And we may go to the Senate. We may go to the, you know, Congress and tell them about it. But I can't imagine they'd have any problem with it.
They also talked about the incredible success they had in just 12 days. They cleaned up Washington. They're cleaning up Memphis. And they want to get into Chicago as well. They also were preparing to surge in San Francisco. But the president talked with the mayor of San Francisco, Daniel Lurie. And he says he was making progress. And that and Trump said he wanted to give him a chance to see if he could turn it around. So Trump said, I told him I think he's making a mistake because we can do it much faster and remove criminals that the law does not permit him to remove. I told him it's easier process if we do it faster, stronger, and safer. But let's see how you do. So San Francisco has bought some additional time working with the president. Elsewhere, the As we know, it's day 24 of the Schumer shutdown, and it is getting close now. 1 week away from today is when healthcare premiums will expire. They will go up, and now there's some question as to who's going to pay the troops, who's going to pay the air traffic controllers and other federal workers. President Trump said an anonymous billionaire has stepped forward with $130 million to help plug the gap here and make sure our troops get paid.
And a friend of mine, talking about donors, a friend of mine, a man that's great. I'm not going to use his name unless he lets me do it. Susie can tell you about this, but he was, he called us the other day and he said, I'd like to contribute any shortfall you have because of the Democrat shutdown. I'd like to contribute, personally contribute any shortfall you have with the military because I love the military and I love the country. And any shortfall, if there's a shortfall, I'll contribute it. And today he sent us a check for $130 million.
Can you share who that is?
I would love to tell you he doesn't really want the recognition, if you want to know the truth, but he gave us a check for $130 million,
and that's going to go to the
which was sort of a shortfall, yeah. That's going to go to the military, yeah.
And what's your
Canada tried to pull a fast one on President Trump. They put a $75 million ad campaign using the voice and image of Ronald Reagan in an ad speaking negatively about tariffs. Trump has now terminated all trade negotiations with Canada after their fraudulent use of Reagan's image and voice. They did not seek and receive permission from the Reagan Presidential Foundation. They also misrepresented the ad, and I will be rooting now for the Dodgers wholeheartedly, even though I have problems with the Dodgers organization. Deep state prosecutors in Maryland claiming the DOJ does not have a strong enough case to charge Adam Shifty Schiff with mortgage fraud in the latest leak to the media, but we'll wait and see what A.G. Bondi and others can. And he was asked about that rumors of Schiff under investigation yesterday.
Adam Schiff is one of the lowest forms of scum I've ever dealt with in politics. He's a horrible human being, very dishonest person. I have no idea what's going on. You tell me that he's going to be indicted. I don't know. You could ask Pam. I don't know if she could say it. Probably you are allowed to say it, but I wouldn't know about that. I can only tell you he's a very bad, I think he's actually a sick person.
Pam Bondi could not comment on grand jury investigations. Also, the New York impeachment guy, Democrat Dan Goldman, said ICE should be investigated and arrested wherever they are breaking the law. And President Trump weighed in on Dan Goldman yesterday as well.
Well, you know, I know Dan, and Dan's a loser. You understand. He's a guy that doesn't have what it takes. He's been trying so hard. And they're exhausted. I mean, it's so ridiculous, right? A suggestion like that. So, they're just trying so hard, and it's not working.
And finally, Vice President Vance reacting to Jen Psaki puppet and her, I think, disgusting shot taken at Usha Vance the other day we played yesterday on the program.
Former White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki made some comments suggesting that your wife, the Second Lady, needed to be saved from you. How do you feel about comments like that being made while you're here with the Second Lady?
Oh, I think it's disgraceful, but of course the Second Lady can speak for herself.
Yeah, she certainly can. She's a Yale grad and can speak for herself. Day 278 of the new golden age of America.
And we are just getting started.
And don't forget, Best of Casey and Company, available each and every day, WCBM.com, on our Facebook and Rumble pages. Brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
The Great Scale Model Train Show is here this Saturday and Sunday at the Timonium Fairgrounds, the largest scale model train show in the Mid-Atlantic. And this weekend, you can see an operating layout comprised entirely of Lego blocks. Participate in a huge auction of rare brass trains and take advantage of locomotive repairs. Special family prices and kids under 16 are free with an adult. The Great Scale Model Train Show, this weekend only. Don't miss it.
Stay and relax with Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills with easy check-in using their digital key. Just download their Hilton Honors app. Whether it's a corporate event in Owings Mills, a leisure event, or get-together for drinks at the grill, you can always wake up to a made-to-order delicious breakfast to start your day. Reach out to their sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, at 410-654-0030. You can always count on the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
Looking for the perfect shooting experience? Come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. We're excited to introduce our brand new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced lane reservation, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. And right now, no enrollment fees and no dues through summer. That's right, shoot more, spend less all season long. Visit freestategunrange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop, shoot, improve. Time to listen to you, the listener. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com.
7:23, time for another traffic and weather on the threes update. Once again, the king of all traffic, Gobbler Johnson.
The backup. Just ignore that, folks. He knows not what he does. Southbound I-97 is there at Route 32. That's the usual delay. It's not as bad as normal, but it's busy. And then after 178, gets better down the hill. You're perfectly fine at the Bay Bridge. Gorgeous there this morning. 3 westbound, 2 eastbound. Everybody's good after that. Whitehall Road, Baydale Drive over towards the Severn River Bridge with the lanes open. Beltway's filled in just a bit, really on the Parkville side. Some slowing towards Greenspring and down the west side. It's always going to be busy between Liberty Road and the ramps at Route 40, but no incidents right now. JFX is clear, and we've had some backing and slowing. It's going off and on from a heavier pace to a little bit better, but still going to be jammed up a bit southbound on 895. And 95 is heavy south on the approach to the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Looking for fun near Route 140 and 795? Head to Mitchell's Golf Complex in Reisterstown. Mini golf, a lit-up driving range, and a 9-hole executive course. Fun for all. Visit mitchellsgolf.com or call 410-833-7721.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunny, breezy, highs near 60 today. Right now it is clear, 42 in Arnold and 41 in Middle River. And Florida Congressman Greg Stube talking about, look, the problem with the illegal alien truck drivers is that you have states issuing and licenses, commercial driver's licenses, to illegal aliens, and like California and like other states. That is a huge problem. The problem is that they've already been issued. In great numbers. In fact, Oklahoma ran a sting, and they found one of the truck driver's licenses, no name given. And they gave the guy a license anyway. Here's Congressman Stube's recommendation.
Individual states should start doing inspections of the drivers that are operating in their states, set up checkpoints at the different trucker checkpoints to make sure that the people that are actually operating in your state have legal status to be there.
Yeah, and we've heard from one of our listeners, is Randy. He says, hey, Sean, I agree. There's more that can be done, but more checkpoints not going to help for commercial driver's license holders. The problem is them getting the license in the first place. There are already thousands of Maryland State Police and lots of scale houses along the road that we drive on every day. This is a state issuance problem, not a checkpoint problem. And look, I understand that, and it would be, I guess, inconveniencing for... I'd like to hear from other truck drivers here this morning is, you know, this is a problem. I mean, there are a lot of legally licensed, great CDL owner-operators on the road today. In fact, they're the lifeblood of the cargo, transportation, food, et cetera. That's how we move goods throughout our country, mostly by truck, some by rail, et cetera. But the fact of the matter is now we've had 3 high-profile illegal alien crashes in the last 6 months, killing people. And unfortunately, this is a problem that needs to be resolved. Now, they are withholding federal monies from California, but the issue is, if like anything else illegal, sometimes you have to run a sting. Sometimes you have to do random inspections, or you have to run these checkpoints to get these people off the road, because they're physically killing people. And this is, once again, what happens with open borders. That's why every single illegal alien must go. Not just the criminal illegal aliens, because they're the priority, but every single illegal alien, because, you know, these guys that are coming in from, whether it's India or China, whatever, that are getting these CDLs, I don't even know how they're getting the CDL. Most of them can't even speak English. Now, in Maryland, you go to the Maryland MVA homepage, and you find out that they have posted, due to federal regulations issued by the U.S. DOT, effective Monday, September 29th, 2025, and as directed by U.S. Department of Transportation, the MVA has paused the issuance of all non-domiciled commercial driver products until further notice. So they paused it. That means they were doing it at some point. They were giving out CDLs to non-domiciled. What's the difference between again, we're going to get in the weeds legally here, but non-domicile means that you may live in another country permanently, but you're calling the U.S. your home. You're working here at the moment. I question, do you have a work permit to work here? So if you don't have a work permit, if you don't have paperwork, then you shouldn't be getting a commercial driver's license. But here, remember, Maryland does allow illegal aliens to apply for driver's licenses. Now, they say they have not done that for illegal aliens for CDLs.
He just admitted it. With the,
yeah, they did, but there was a period of time there where I think they were giving. So how? Here's the question. How many commercial driver's licenses were issued to illegal aliens, whatever you want to call it, undocumented migrants, new Marylanders, I think as Martin O'Malley called them, etc.? And this is a ticking time bomb that we have on our highways. You know, like a poor family that were out in California. This truck, this guy was, he was wasted driving a truck and plowed into the back. 8 cars, 3 deaths, fiery crash. That could be happening almost every day in America. How many more times do we have to watch that happen before somebody's going to take action? I know that Sean Duffy and the Trump administration is trying to take action on this, but they can't do it all at the federal level. States like Maryland, they have to kick in. Where's Governor Moore's leadership on this about taking these unsafe, illegal alien truck drivers off the roads? That is a question we all should be asking. It's 729, Tim Kyle, electric heating and air conditioning out there for you right now. If you're looking at a little chilly overnight here, it was about 37 when I jumped in the car this morning, so I got to have the heat on at night. And right now you want to make sure that heat does come on and that it works properly, number one. Number two, it's efficient. I just got an email from a listener from his he used less electricity last month, but his bill went up. So, again, that could mean that it's inefficient. It could mean a number of things. We do know electric rates are skyrocketing. So you got to make sure your system, whether it's a heat pump or forced air, that it is operating properly and efficiently. Call Tim Kyle for a maintenance checkup today on your system. 410-876-9404. Tell him I told you to call. 876-9404 or log on to timkylecompany.com. Coming up next, important races to watch on Election Day 2025. It's 7:30. Time for the latest news headlines. Here's Maggie Hunter.
Good morning. Thanks. Maryland receives a settlement from an online retailer that used deceptive practices to enroll consumers in a VIP membership, then make it difficult to cancel. TFG Holding offers shoes, clothing, and accessories under brands like Just Fab and Shoe Dazzle. According to the Attorney General's office, TFG offered discounts to consumers without properly informing them that, by accepting the discount, they would be enrolled in a VIP membership at nearly $50 a month. Attorney General Brown says the settlement provides refunds to consumers harmed by TFG's hidden fees and sets clear standards to prevent the deceptive practices in the future. The Maryland Department of Natural Resources is urging hikers to use caution while leaf peeping because this is the time of year when snakes move to their winter hibernation areas. Officials say the coloring of copperheads and rattlesnakes makes them difficult to see among the fallen leaves, and hikers can easily step on them. Anyone walking through the woods should stay on designated trails and watch for wildlife. Baltimore County Police are investigating a double shooting in Parkville. Police say the shooting happened in the area of Harford Road and Taylor Avenue at around 8:30 Thursday night, and the victims were taken to hospitals for treatment. There is no update on the extent of the victims' injuries or their conditions. Police say the shooting was an isolated incident. And Baltimore City Police are urging any victims of the alleged Johns Hopkins University attacker to come forward. Investigators say 31-year-old Raymond Lunn was arrested following an attempted sexual assault on the campus over the weekend, and he may have attacked others. Police say Lunn is a repeat violent offender with prior convictions for attempted rape, armed robbery, kidnapping, assault, and auto theft, and other charges. 7:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Comcast Business can help turn your small business into a connected, secure, modern business.
It's how retailers become constantly connecting must-visit shops. How restaurants become reliably up and running neighborhood favorites. How healthcare offices become the data protecting caregivers that we all depend on. And how wealth management firms become cyber securing guardians of your information. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, and Wi-Fi backup, your business can stay connected and get threat ready with Comcast Business. Powering possibilities.
Get started with our reliable business internet. Plus, stay connected when you add Wi-Fi backup for just $35 a month. And ask about a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Call today. Restrictions apply. Wireless Connect requires business internet for additional monthly charge. Taxes and other fees extra. Prepaid card offer ends 11/16/25.
It's 7:33 on KC and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
City police have made just a minor adjustment on this wreck. They're now indicating the southbound right lane on Russell Street is affected at an Annapolis Road. So if you're coming down from the city or heading out to the BW Parkway, looks like some activity there is on the right side of the road. On the southbound side might impact the ramp just a bit from 95 as you're heading out onto the parkway. We're looking at the Beltway over on the southwest side, right at the BW Parkway. Nothing major there. The inner loop and the outer loop on the northeast side are busy, and we're getting some brake lights now for the traffic on the inner loop between Greenspring and the JFX. The west side outer loop is right there, just starting to slow just a bit as you're moving south between I-70 and Frederick Road, but with all the lanes clear. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCVF.
We're in for a cool day with highs in the upper 50s and low 60s. We'll have plenty of sunshine. At times, it will be breezy. We'll drop to the upper 30s and low 40s under clear skies tonight. Then get ready for the upper 50s and low 60s again tomorrow with a mix of sunshine and clouds. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Jasmine Lomax for Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. And so here we go. It's the Bears or bust for the Ravens this Sunday. For the Ravens to harbor any realistic hope of turning this season around, here's head coach John Harbaugh.
It's not fun being 1-5. And that's true. And so you walk around carrying that every single day, and that's part of the deal. But you got to be strong. You know, you got to have broad shoulders and deal with it. So
on offense, the team should get back Lamar, which makes DeAndre Hopkins pretty happy.
Obviously, his presence means a lot to this team. Before I got here, it's gonna mean a lot for this team and organization as long as he's on the field.
And on defense, Ravens safety Kyle Hamilton says the unit needs to have fun in coming weeks to perform at a higher level.
I don't want it to sound like it's like Little League football, like just go have fun. Like it doesn't matter if you win or lose. Obviously, we want to win the game, but it almost is that in a sense. It's like this is the same game you've been playing since you were 5 years old, whatever it may be, whoever it may be. Like, just go attack and just go hit somebody. Like, it just comes down to running and hitting.
And then overall, the leadership issue. Much has been made of lack of accountability in general this season. Center Tyler Linderbaum says that's fake news.
I think we have great leadership in the locker room. A lot of veteran players, a lot of guys that played a lot of good football, and a lot of guys that hold each other accountable. So I don't really see an issue in veteran leadership at all. Guys are happy and excited to still come in here and practice at a high level.
Ravens have lost three in a row at home for only the fourth time in franchise history. Still sitting at a 6.5-point favorite, Vegas apparently thinks Lamar will play. We'll find out a little later this afternoon. The Fall Classic gets underway tonight in Toronto. Rookie Treya Savage for the Jays. Two-time Cy Young winner Blake Snell takes the hill for LA. Dodgers with the second highest payroll in the league. Toronto with the fifth highest payroll in the league. The Orioles are in the middle of the pack at 15. And the question is, will they spend up to consistently compete? Here's owner David Rubenstein before the season began.
There's no doubt that that LA has spent a lot of money out, and so have the New York Mets.
Yes.
But spending the most money doesn't always guarantee you a World Series championship. And in fact, in many times, people with smaller payrolls have won the World Series. So
now here's O's team president Mike Elias in his postseason press conference on the Orioles' plans.
They're going to make available
everything that we need to responsibly invest in the team and the baseball operation and the stadium and the facilities.
The key word there is responsibly. The intention of this owner is not to finance the team with debt, as Steve Cohen did in New York. He's going to run it like a business, and we'll see what that means and if that at all changes in the offseason. The time now is 7:37. When we return, pinball machines ain't cheap.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
I'm going to play this comment from John Harbaugh real quick. It goes back to taking the fun out of the Ravens locker room, the ping pong tables, right, et cetera, et cetera. This is about the pinball machine. I don't know if I played this yesterday or not, but here it is.
My pinball machine that I gifted the guys 2 years ago at Christmas, I don't know where it's at right now. So I don't know where it's at. It's in the storage room somewhere, I guess. I'll take it home. I'll take it back home. I like pinball.
So they don't have pinball anymore in the Ravens locker room.
Well, that raises the question, if he gifted it to the team and it's been removed and he's the coach, why wouldn't he know where it is?
Yeah, well, apparently the players are the ones that he says, and I believe this, the players are the ones that did the whole thing.
They're
the ones that got together and said, hey, we can't have this anymore. We got to get rid of all this stuff anyway. So listen, I Googled, how much do pinball machines cost? Have you ever had a pinball machine? Pinball machines ain't cheap.
No, not a real one.
Okay, so, right. So there's, I mean, you can get them. They're as low as $399, but I can't imagine that Harbaugh's going to get a $399 for the Ravens locker room. So I was in Costco the other day. They're $5,000 in Costco. They're $5,000.
I didn't even know Costco had them.
They do. They have them. It's a Christmas gift.
Okay.
It's like an end aisle display.
Wow.
Like you can play. Amazing. Anyway, there's another one here, a Stern Simpson, for $11,999. My bet is that Harbaugh spent somewhere between $5,000 and $12,000 for a pinball machine for the Ravens, and now they're not even allowed to play it anymore.
Yeah, well, I think on a winning streak, they'll put it back in.
If they're 7-5, they can play.
All right, thanks, Gary. 7:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Ron is in Pasadena. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning, you all. I just wanted to take this opportunity to maybe point out that this might be a chance to go after Alejandro Mayorkas and Kamala Harris for allowing these illegals to come in and kill Americans. You know, they knew this was going on, and I find them directly responsible for aiding and abetting the murder of the people of this country.
Yeah, I would think you start with Biden, then there's Kamala Harris, then there's Mayorkas, then there's others. There's Merrick Garland, I think, as the Attorney General. You go right down the line because they are all tolerated and through these borders wide open, allowing illegal aliens in. And then I would start going after Newsom in California and any other state that is granting these CDLs to illegal aliens. They can't even speak English,
and
who knows even how they pass the test because they're horrible drivers.
I just figured that Biden would have some kind of immunity, so I figured I would start with the people that had the titles that were in charge of this nonsense.
That makes sense. All right.
Hey, one other thing really fast.
Yes, sir.
Didn't J.D. Pritzker just say last week that he won $1.5 million playing a hand of poker?
Yes, he did.
Oh, I forgot about that.
He did. Well, you're absolutely right. Somebody ought to be looking into the governor of Illinois. That's a great suggestion, Ron. Thanks so much for the call. Let's go to Steve in Reisterstown. Hello, Steve.
Hey, Sean. I just want to say, very easy. I don't like executive orders, but let's just start testing every CDL at every way station across the nation and make them do an English-only test. Let them check their license, and you'll get them off the road instantly.
Well, the problem is if California is giving illegal aliens licenses. So, again, I don't know how you get that. I mean, maybe the English test would work, but if they can speak English and are still here illegally, then that's a problem.
You have to go across a way station, and if they don't pass the test, I think in Arkansas it's videos of them yanking them right off the road. You can't read English. You can't speak English. Then you're off the road. You cannot haul.
The problem is, though, again, it's not just limited to Arkansas. So if you're in California and you got an illegal alien with a CDL, they're going cross country. Could be here in Maryland as well. So
how about the one they call with no name?
Yeah, that's in Oklahoma. What? That is just absurd. All right, Steve.
Happy weekend.
Thank you. You do the same. Hey, it's important. Election season coming up. I know it's an off year, but 2025, we've got races to watch. We've got important races, and we have redistricting. We'll get to the redistricting here in just a second. But races on November 4th, concluding in Virginia, there where you have the Marine Corps veteran Winsome Sears against the former CIA spook Abigail Spanberger. Trafalgar has Earl Sears down 2.2%, but within the margin of error. She looks like she's closing well. She needs help. She needs help. So, Marylanders, if you are so duly motivated and inspired, you can help in Virginia. You can help in New Jersey. Scott Prusser is doing great work up in New Jersey. He's not in Virginia, but his group, which helped to deliver Pennsylvania for President Trump, they're in New Jersey. So I would recommend you look up Scott Prusser on X and find out more about how you can volunteer. You can make phone calls. You could text from the confines of your home. They ask, I think, about 25 texts from each person who signs up just to get people to get, you know, here's the amazing statistic in New Jersey where Jack Cittarelli is within 1 or 2 points of Mikey Sherrill. In the last election in New Jersey, the election was lost for governor by 84,000 votes. 600,000 Republicans sat out. 600,000 Republicans sat at home, and the election was lost by 84,000. Phil Murphy was another one that was putting COVID-infected patients back into nursing homes. So, again, Virginia and New Jersey. We'll get to Pennsylvania here in just a second. And by the way, if you want to play Choose Your Fake News, we do need a contestant. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Call now. Reserve your spot. Here is the king of all traffic, Gobbler Johnson, with the latest on traffic and weather on the threes.
Don't listen to him, Maggie.
I'm sorry.
Just don't pay any attention to him. Brought to you as a service of the Liberty Ship, John W. Brown, docked at the Inner Harbor. Beltway is slow. Bellaire Road now towards Providence Road on the northeast outer loop. Very heavy through there. Nothing in the roadway. Inner loop in Greenspring slowing through the ramps at the JFX, and most of the slowing on the west side now, right around I-70, and then much better looking at the camera here at Frederick Road, doing fine, going down the hill towards the ramp area at I-95. JFX, you're good. 895, a little bit slow through O'Donnell Street. 95 got a little bit slow again in the right tube at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, but all the lanes are open as you're going through there. And then towards 95 and 395, the lanes are clear. We have not seen any problems so far on the JFX between Ruxton Road and the ramps downtown. For support, Baltimore's ghost ship, the SS John W. Brown, for an unforgettable experience filled with history and spooky surprises. Great fun for the entire family for Halloween. It's every Friday and Saturday through this month. Tickets and information, BaltimoreGhostShip.com. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on this haunting Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Sunny, breezy today. Highs near 60. And right now, we're looking at clear morning, 43 and sunny in Annapolis. It's 39 in Columbia. It is time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. We've got WCBM pens and chains for you today, and with our logo on it. So Jesse in Baltimore is our contestant. Good morning, Jesse.
Good morning.
You want to go first, second, third, or last?
Last, please.
All right. Here we go. First story is a latest Democrat poster boy, Graham Plattner, who has a Nazi skull and crossbones tattoo. He's running for U.S. Senate in Maine. He also said that sheriffs are overweight pansies, cops are opportunistic cowards. He says he's an avowed communist, and he called police officers bastards, all of them, in fact. And he says, in order to fight fascism, you need a good semi-automatic rifle. They ought to do some reading of history. That is the latest Democrat candidate in Maine. Story two. There's a place you can go to let off your tension. It's called the Scream Club. Now there's one in Washington, D.C. The first rule of Scream Club is you have to sign something indemnifying Scream Club in case you hurt yourself screaming. Second rule is you don't talk about what brought you to the Scream Club. Right now, in 2025, people have plenty of options for how to release tensions, and Scream Club is just one of them in our nation's capital. In story three, Reuters is now reporting that President Trump rises every morning at 4 a.m., and the Secret Service takes him to a local Home Depot, where he picks out materials for the construction of the new White House ballroom. The Secret Service has not commented on that report. Story one. New Democrat poster boy is a Nazi tattoo and hates cops. Story two, the Scream Club to let out your inner angst and tensions. Or story three, Reuters says President Trump goes to Home Depot early to pick out his materials for the ballroom. All right, we'll start with Maggie here this morning.
Oh, man, I got to say number three's got to be. He has better things to do at 4 a.m.
Then go to Home Depot?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, he is a builder, after all.
He is, and a very good one. However, right. I just think it's a bunch.
Maggie goes to story number three. Chuck?
Three.
Chuck goes for three. Kristen?
For number one, I can see that being true. It is New England, after all. And number two, that kind of reminds me of, remember when Jack Young was like the interim Baltimore mayor, and he said to alleviate violence, you maybe should have like a boxing club or something,
right,
like
right.
another way to get out your whatever. But I could see that being proposed. I think number three, if you read Trump's books, he'll go to Italy and pick out the marble. He less like to pick out his sources, but he'll go to Italy, the source of the marble or whatever, not Home Depot.
I think, wasn't he good friends with Ken Langone, the founder of Home Depot at one time? Jesse in Baltimore.
Man, I wish I would have went first. This is like the easiest one I've ever heard. It's definitely number three. Don't you guys remember Trump on TV talking smack about ripping out the 1-foot by 1-foot square tiles from Home Depot and replacing it with marble floor?
Right.
Good point.
All right, Jesse, very good. Everybody's unanimous today that it is the story number three, Trump visiting Home Depot in the wee hours of the morning to pick out his construction materials. Yeah, that is our fake news story of the day. Congratulations, Jesse. We'll put you on hold, tell you how to get your prize. Thanks so much for playing the game. We'll do it all again Monday morning right here with Choose Your Fake News. Thank you so much for playing the game. 7:48. So we're talking about these races to watch. Virginia governor, Virginia attorney general. That's where Jay Jones, the one that wishes to put bullets in the head of Republicans and watch their children die in their mother's arms, etc. He is still running. That shows you he's got no moral compass. And again, now, of course, he's in much more trouble because of apparently he lied about his community service after he was caught reckless driving. He did his community service on his own political campaign. That is now a special prosecutor is being appointed to investigate Jay Jones in Virginia. Jason Meares, the current Republican attorney general, is up by 5 points in Virginia. But again, you got to run like you're behind. Virginia is a huge, this is a big race. And again, hopefully it has down ballot significance, as does New Jersey. Jack Cittarelli over Mikey Sherrill. There is some question about her misrepresenting her credentials when she was at the Naval Academy in a cheating scandal. And so that's got to be an ugly race in New Jersey. But the energy and so on and so forth of the Cittarelli campaign is impressive. And then there's Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania, of course, has got three Democrat justices on their Supreme Court running to be retained. And, of course, you want to make sure you do that. Vote against their retention if you're a Pennsylvania voter, because redistricting and a lot of these other, remember, they are the ones that put the kibosh on the recount in Pennsylvania for the rigged election of 2020. So it's important that those three Democrats get shown the door in Pennsylvania. Then there's Prop 50 out in California as well. We'll get into that maybe a little bit later on this morning. Up next, we'll take a look at the redistricting battle, which is crucial to the future of the Trump administration and our country. You're listening to Casey and Company. It's 7:51.
The moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, the aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brook
Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Coggeysville. Looking for fun just off Route 140 and 795? Well, swing by Mitchell's Golf Complex in Reisterstown. We've got three mini golf courses, a driving range with lights, and a 9-hole executive course that's perfect for all skill levels, from family fun to serious practice. It's all here, next to the Reisterstown Sportsplex. Mitchell's Golf Complex, open daily. Golf, fun, close to home. Call 410-833-7721 or on the web at mitchellsgolf.com.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
The Great Scale Model Train Show this weekend at the Timonium Fairgrounds. The biggest model train show in the Mid-Atlantic with fun for the entire family. Door prizes, acres of operating model train layouts, and special sale prices. Let's go to the train show.
Take WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM. In Harford County.
And again, if you're sitting here in Maryland, you got nothing else better to do and you want to do something for your country, they need you. They need you in Jersey, either on the ground or making phone calls or sending out texts. Same for Virginia. I know the Maryland GOP is, I'm not sure they're doing anything for Jersey. I know they're doing something for Virginia because it's a little bit closer. You just go and look up the Virginia GOP and offer to help, volunteer. They need your help. They need your help getting reminding people to get out and vote against retaining the three Democrat justices in, Pennsylvania, and they need you your help in California as well, and voting against Prop 50. We'll tell you what that is in just a second. 7:53, 7 minutes away from the hour of 8 o'clock, and you're listening to Casey and Company. Time for the latest traffic and weather with Chuck Whitaker.
All right, heads up on the JFX now. We're not going to be able to see it because we don't have any cameras after Northern Parkway. There's a report now of an accident with a rescue southbound on the JFX near the North Avenue ramp. It's all the information we have. They just dispatched it out. Mortimer City Fire should be arriving there just about now. So anybody south of the ramp at Falls Road, you're coming down through Druid Park Lake Drive, 28th Street, as you're getting down towards North Avenue. Keep an eye out. We'll try to get some information as soon as we can. Baltimore County, a couple of accidents earlier. Baldwin Mill Road at Sweet Air Road, Reisterstown Road at Tollgate Road in Owings Mills. The heavy traffic on the Beltway on the Parkville side through Green Spring. Most of the west side slowing is right around I-70 and then down towards Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunny, breezy today, highs near 60, overnight lows, maybe some frost warnings in the outer suburbs, lows near 40, and right now it is 40 and sunny in Pikesville, and a little warmer, 48, partly cloudy in Ocean City. So the number one thing that President Trump did and continues to do is to secure our borders. And again, the borders are more secure now than they've ever been in the history of the United States. And they did that in basically 8 months. Okay, there's just a trickle. Occasionally they get a straggler. But they have shut down the border. They're completing the wall, that we might say. The problem now is removing the illegal aliens that have already gotten into the country. And so far, that's about 2.3 million. 1.8 have self-deported. We have about another 400,000-500,000 we have deported now, criminal illegal aliens. But the problem is there are millions more that are in this country. Every single illegal alien has got to go because they take jobs from law-abiding Americans. They drive up, they depress salaries and drive up costs in the state here in Maryland and elsewhere where there are more illegal aliens in our school system, on health care, on Medicaid, you name it. So that's number one. Number two is the redistricting battle that's going on right now that was started in Texas mid-cycle because President Trump said, hey, we're going to change things up. We're not going to operate like we did in you know, in the previous, when you wait for 10 years for the census, and then you redraw the maps, which Democrats have done every 10 years. They have completely bastardized and manipulated the redistricting system to where these districts make no sense at all the way they have been drawn. So Trump says we're going to try to neutralize any midterm advantage they might have, and we're going to redistrict mid-cycle. So that's what started it in Texas. Texas is looks like we can gain 5 Republican seats. California has got Prop 50 right now. Prop 50 authorizes California to redraw their legislative districts. A yes vote means they redraw them, and then they are able to get 5 more seats out of California. If you vote no on Prop 50, then that shoots them down and limits their chances for retaking the House or the Senate, especially in California, because California would neutralize Texas. So you got 5 in Texas, 5 in California. So that's why it's important, Prop 50. Maryland has talked about redistricting. Nothing yet. They're going after Andy Harris's seat. They want all 8 seats in Maryland. North Carolina passed a new congressional map meant to help the Republicans pick up a seat there. So there's a pickup. In Indiana, the rhinos in Indiana are refusing to redistrict and add a new Republican U.S. congressional seat. Republicans hold a 39-10 majority in Indiana. And in one of the districts, it is +1 Democrat. So that's the one they're focusing on. But the rhinos are holding fast in Indiana. Missouri, they pick up a seat there. And in Virginia now, the Virginia Democrats are planning their first step toward redrawing congressional maps. It says could give their party 2 or 3 more seats. It would also have the same effect of taking Winsome Earle Sears off of the campaign trail, because she would have to preside over the redistricting battle in Virginia. So a little political strategy going on there from Virginia. And so this is the crucial battle. I can't impress upon you enough how important this redistricting battle is. And so wherever you think you can help out, and that's why we've got to make sure everybody knows about it, because a lot of people don't pay attention to this kind of stuff. I know it's in the weeds. It's inside baseball for a lot of people. But the big key here, and I'm not sure why we haven't heard from Governor DeSantis yet on this, Florida. It is guesstimated they're up to maybe 21 seats that Republicans could grab if they ran the table. And we don't know how many in Florida, because we don't know yet. But after Texas and California neutralize, look, if Prop 50 goes down in flames, which I doubt it will, but if it does, then we're looking at picking up maybe 20-plus seats at the midterms. If California neutralizes Texas, then, again, it's going to be much less. And maybe we already have a very slim margin. Maybe we end up getting anywhere between 5 to 9 seats. But that's the battle. And it's important because they say Trump isn't on the ballot. He is on the ballot. His policies are on the ballot. If Democrats get control, especially of the Senate, or the House, rather, they're going to try to impeach him and stall everything in his second term. So that's why this redistricting is ground zero. That's why so many people are out there trying to help. Now, on Monday's program, we're going to talk with Dan Schultz. Dan Schultz is part and the author of what's called the Precinct Strategy, and how Republicans begin fighting back at the very ground level, at the precinct level, school boards, central committees, so on and so forth. Something that Maryland has not done particularly well over the years, and we'll talk about that. Don't forget Town Appliance. They're right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. Mayor and Mayor will take care of you. Budget-wise, you got to go see the show. If you haven't gone yet, you're going to be overwhelmed and very impressed, as I was. Town Appliance, for all your appliance needs, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. As the government shutdown drags on, it's now in its 24th day. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy worries about the strain it's putting on the air traffic control system and the possibility the system could be strained to the breaking point.
Reiterate, we are all about safety, and we will make sure we work every day on that part of our job. But again, I can't guarantee you that your flight's going to be on time. I can't guarantee you that your flight's not going to be canceled. It's going to depend on our air traffic controllers coming in to work every single day.
In the Senate, a Republican proposal to guarantee payment of essential government workers and the troops for the duration of the shutdown has been blocked by Democrats. They've also repeatedly blocked a GOP bill to end the shutdown and start budget talks. President Trump is holding off on a federal law enforcement surge to San Francisco after speaking with the mayor and tech leaders. Mr. Trump says they asked him,
could you do away with the surge and let's see how it works? And we'll do that. If we need to, we'll do it. But it's possible that we won't need to, and we will be focusing on other places like Chicago.
The president is upbeat about next week's trip to Asia and a meeting with Chinese President Xi. Former National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien shares the president's optimism.
The trade situation's going to get worked out with India. They're tough negotiators, but that's going to get worked out. I think the India-U.S. relationship is going to help contain China. And so I think that Xi Jinping is going to realize he maybe overplay his hand and try and get a deal with the president of the United States.
O'Brien speaking with the Salem Radio Network. President Trump has ended trade talks with Canada after the Canadians produced an anti-tariff TV ad. And Mr. Trump says is misleading. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures 79 points higher. NASDAQ futures up 120 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, then this message is definitely one you need to hear. The price of one troy ounce of silver has more than doubled in the past 24 months, and silver is poised for huge gains in the near term. That's why when you call Advantage Gold at 800-741-GOLD, you'll be positioned for the next wave of dramatic growth in precious metals. The devaluation of the U.S. dollar and the volatility of the stock market all play a part in why silver continues to be a safe haven location for your assets, and why precious metals continue to dominate in an uncertain financial climate. Learn more when you call 800-741-GOLD. We'll send you a free precious metals guide, plus a copy of former IMF Chairman Ken Rogoff's book, Our Dollar, Your Problem. The time is now for you to consider silver to protect your retirement. Call Advantage Gold at 800-741-4653 right now. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call 800-741-GOLD.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company. It's 8:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
We've been listening to City Fire. They're going up and down the JFX. The report was southbound near the North Avenue ramp. They got there, didn't see anything. Went a little bit further down, didn't see anything. Now there was some chatter that there may be something near the Falls Road ramp. So that's the only thing I can tell you at this point. They're still up in that area. If you're traveling south of Cold Spring Lane, you're coming down towards 28th Street, there may be some activity right around the Falls Road ramp. We'll try to confirm that as soon as we can. Very good news right now at both the Harbor Tunnels. No delays at all. 95 and 895 south. Your Beltway is slow on the Parkville side, the Interloop through Pikesville, through Green Spring, and the west side still right around I-70 with the heavy traffic down through Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We're in for a cool day with highs in the upper 50s and low 60s. We'll have plenty of sunshine. At times, it will be breezy. We'll drop to the upper 30s and low 40s under clear skies tonight. Then get ready for the upper 50s and low 60s again tomorrow with a mix of sunshine and clouds. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Jasmine Lomax for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
43 degrees in Edgemere and 36 in Joppatown at 8:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Andy Harris is calling out the state's entire Democrat delegation for voting to keep the government closed. Harris says House Republicans have already done their job, and the only thing standing between America and a reopened government is a handful of Senate Democrats too afraid of their activist base to do the right thing. Harris says every Maryland Democrat voted against paying the troops, air traffic controllers, TSA agents, and Border Patrol officers. He says the most important thing is to keeping people on the job and keeping essential workers and the military paid. Chris Van Hollen is reacting after Republicans blocked a bill to pay all federal workers, service members, and contractors and stop Trump's illegal firings during the shutdown. The Democratic lawmaker says Republicans claim they care about federal workers, but they blocked the true Shutdown Fairness Act. Van Hollen says no federal worker or service member should be punished for the shutdown that was brought on through no fault of their own. Last night's winning Maryland lottery pick 3 was 748. The pick 4, 5530. It's 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Comcast Business can help turn your small business into a connected, secure, modern business. It's how retailers become constantly connecting must-visit shops. How restaurants become reliably up and running neighborhood favorites. How healthcare offices become the data protecting caregivers that we all depend on. And how wealth management firms become cybersecurity guardians of your information. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, and Wi-Fi backup, your business can stay connected and get threat ready with Comcast Business. Powering possibilities.
Get started with our reliable business internet. Plus, stay connected when you add Wi-Fi backup for just $35 a month and ask about a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Call today. Restrictions apply. Wireless Connect requires business internet for additional monthly charge. Taxes and other fees extra. Prepaid card offer ends 11/16/25.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
8:05 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Fall Classic gets underway tonight north of the border. To no one's surprise, the Dodgers are the clear favorite, 9-1 in the postseason behind some great pitching. Mookie Betts looking forward to claiming back-to-back titles.
Man, I think it's just that makes it more special. But, you know, we know it's going to be really hard to do, but we know we just got to stay in the moments and be confident.
The Blue Jays, by comparison, were a last-place team in the AL East 1 year ago, which should give the Orioles some hope if they unlock their bank account. Here's manager John Schneider.
I'm really excited about this, but I'm just as excited for guys that I've known for a long time, for Bo, for Vlad, for guys that have been here for numerous years.
And there's an interesting sidebar here. This year marked the fifth time since 1985 that one LCS finished in a sweep while the other one went the distance. In all 4 years, the team that went seven games in the LCS won the World Series, which, if it holds true this year, means a Blue Jays upset coming up. Ravens and Bears Sunday at 1 p.m. Defensive back Marlon Humphrey, despite the team being 1-5.
I think the best thing we've done as players this year is we haven't really questioned the coaches. I think, you know, even though we have a losing, you know, record, obviously there really hasn't been a lot of, you know, turmoil and guys turning on each other.
Well, that's good to know. The Ravens are a 6.5-point favorite in the game. We'll see if Lamar ends up playing. And finally, after a successful 3-1 homestand, the Caps make a quick trip to Columbus tonight to face the Blue Jackets. Caps head coach Spencer Carberry asked about the versatility of his group, mixing and matching players among positions early in the season.
It's a big luxury, and I think we can utilize it as a big positive for our group, being able to move guys around, whether that's in-game or just through the season.
Puck drop tonight is 7 p.m. in Columbus. Coming up in 30 minutes, more from FBI Director Kash Patel on the scandal rocking the NBA. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000. You get, but it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us, AM680 at WCBM.com. You can text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Coming up in this hour, we've got Delegate Nino Maggioni going on the House. Stay tuned for that. And also, we've been talking about this problem with illegal truck drivers. You know, I think Eddie's got a great suggestion here. He's, who's employing these illegal truckers? In addition to getting the government to stop breaking the law by issuing driver's licenses in these states in order to have them register to vote, the companies that are employing the illegals need to face face strong repercussions, too. Yeah, I think you've got to start setting some examples. And whoever employed that California illegal that caused that fiery crash, that company should be fined. Or maybe have their Department of Transportation licensing yanked or suspended or something. Because they're the ones that are knowingly hiring these people that can't speak English, that don't know what they're doing, and they're cheap. Okay, I'm sure they're working
absolutely
for a lot less than the other owner-operators, if they are employed by, you know, some are independent owner-operators. They have their own trucks, but I doubt most of these illegal aliens have enough money to buy their own rigs, which can run in the hundreds of thousands of dollars. Just saying. All right, Ivan Bates is upset after a recent report from the Office of Inspector General from Baltimore City about the juvenile diversion program, indicating a lack of data management. A report is about Sidestep, which runs through the Mayor's Office of Neighborhood Safety Engagement. This is a youth diversion program that was piloted back in 2022 as a partnership with the BPD in the Western District. The goal there was to prevent young people, the juveniles, age 10 to 17, convicted or accused of certain crimes, of going through the criminal justice system. Instead, they will be provided with various services, wraparound services, there's that word again. And Bates says the problem is he's not getting the information that he needs.
We need to know their background so we can figure out the programs they need to be involved in. We were told by Ms. Ronis that we couldn't have that information. Then, for whatever reason, the law department from the city, they reached out and said we couldn't have the information. So I went to the mayor myself. We had lunch in the mayor's office, and I asked him for this information. He said he'd get back to me. No one's ever gotten back to me. You cannot say we're all together, we're working on the same team, there's transparency, when your number one partner, the person who's involved and in charge of the criminal justice system in terms of Baltimore City, you don't want to share that information. You're hiding the ball from your teammate.
Now, and what is he talking about here, hiding the ball from the teammate? Well, here we do know that as far as the recidivism rate, what they told us in fiscal year 2024, 21 of the 26 participants in Sidestep did not reoffend, merely that 20% did recidivate. And that was in the first 6 months for that data. But then we find out, when you track the data longer, the longer you go, the more the recidivism rate is, the higher it is. For instance, after the six-month period, you're looking at a 40% recidivism rate. And my guess is that if you take it out a year out or 2 years out, you're going to find that recidivism rate is going to be well over half. And that's the problem. They're holding the information. They're withholding the data because it's embarrassing to the Sidestep program. I think it proves the Sidestep program is not a viable option. And now, coming up next in just a minute, we'll hear from Ivan Bates because he's now threatening civil legal action against the mayor and Monzi over this withholding of data. It's 8:13, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, you've got the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
There's an incident in the median on the outer loop of the Beltway just as you're coming up the hill to Providence Road. A couple of vehicles and now state highway truck are there. So we have all the lanes open, but we're a little bit slow anyway from Parkville over into Towson. And now the inner loop coming by is also beginning to slow just a bit. So heads up eastbound from Delaney Valley. The outer loop, of course, is looking at it with the lanes open, but you're going to be slow from Hartford Road through there. The inner loop through Green Spring is still backing up a little bit to the JFX, and the west side is still right around I-70 down to Frederick Road. Never heard anything more about this wreck near North Avenue on the JFX. I'm not seeing any problems coming south, but there was some talk that there may be an incident southbound near Falls Road and between there and Druid Park Lake Drive. We have no cameras there. The last camera that we can see anything on the expressway is back at the city-county line, and there's no impact there. So just a heads up if you're traveling south from Cold Spring Lane. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast, sunny, breezy today, and highs near 60. Overnight lows down to 40. Could have some frost warnings out in the suburbs. Right now, sunny, 41 in Forest Hill, 42 in Middle River. And from the birthplace of the Star Spangled Banner, Fort McHenry, Baltimore, Maryland, it is time for America 250 Birthday Celebration Update. Nine important highlights in U.S. history. It was on this day in 1881. The first rivet was driven into the Statue of Liberty as construction began on the statue. Remember, the Wright brothers, 1911, Orville Wright with his 9-minute 45-second flight of a glider set a then world record, which would stand for about 10 years as we began to start to our experiment with aviation, and it was the Wright brothers that got us there. 1929, Black Thursday. The Dow Jones Industrial dropped nearly 13%, which then would precipitate the stock market crash. And what's interesting is that on this very day in 2008 is when Black Friday, this was Black Thursday, then Black Friday hit with the housing crisis and the mortgages and so on and so forth. It dropped 10%, and just to the day, October 24th, 1929, Black Thursday, 2008, Black Friday. 1944, U.S. Navy pilot David McCampbell shot down a record 9 Japanese planes, setting a combat mission record in the Pacific Ocean. In 1945, a dark day for America, as that the U.N. Charter was established, designed to be a league. First, it was the League of Nations, and then it went on to become the UN Charter. Now it is basically a useless body that just takes up real estate at Turtle Bay in New York. And finally, 1962, we told you about the Cuban Missile Crisis earlier in the week. In this particular case, Soviet ships were on their way to break the U.S. naval blockade of Cuba when all of a sudden they stopped short and they turned around. Thus, a perhaps major war was averted. And those are the highlights on this day and the America's 250th birthday celebration update. Let's take a phone call here from Barbara in Baltimore. Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning. What a great show. I got to see when they find out what Stacey Abrams did with that $21 billion that, and I hope Cash Patel is on that, that $21 billion that he gave her and they had to get rid of it within like 60 days, that money, some of that came here. Brandon Scott is a federal investigation needs to be done in Baltimore City. And because they're running everything through nonprofits, Stacey Abrams funneled that money to all the blue men. That's why they're federal. But anyway, the redistricting, I love what's happening here with just Republicans getting strong about what they're doing as far as voting. But the big, to me, the Supreme Court is going to throw out the Voters' Rights Act, Sean. I think they're going to throw that out.
I agree. Either they will curtail it severely or throw the entire thing out. To draw any district strictly based on race is a violation of the Constitution.
It absolutely is, and it's written in there.
It's the Equal Protection Clause.
To discriminate against white voters, and that's why. So they will no longer be able to cut up these cities and divide them up with voters, and that's going to be a great thing. Republicans, the real conservatives, can surge and just take it all. Get rid of the judges, all of them.
Yeah, we won't see that decision maybe till mid to late June. So there's in a midterm year, that's going to be a tough turnaround. Barbara, do have to run. But listen, thanks so much for the call, and I appreciate your opinion as well. It's 8:20. Joining us once again, Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty. Good morning, Vinny.
Hey, Sean, good morning. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. You know, I keep seeing and hearing about this special program that you have for home sellers where you will guarantee their price. And it almost sounds too good to be true, Vinny. What is the deal there?
You know, Sean, we launched this program over a year ago, you know, when we anticipated the shift that we're in right now. And, you know, during the seller's market, it was pretty easy to sell a home. You know, there were plenty of buyers, and receiving multiple offers or selling for more than your list price was commonplace. But we're in a totally different market today. You know, home sellers outnumber buyers by 36.7%. which is a near record, and homes receiving over their list price is down 28.5% year over year. So what that means for home sellers here is that there's less certainty to sell at your price with the time frame that you may want or need.
Yeah, and again, uncertainty is really not something homeowners want to face, especially with the cold weather and holidays right around the corner.
Yeah, Sean, you know, I would definitely agree with that. You know, typical real estate agent is going to make a best guess as to the price, and then the seller is left with the uncertainty of not knowing ultimately what a buyer would be willing to pay for their home, and they're relying on endless showings and open houses, you know, hoping that somebody will pay for their home what they believe that it's worth.
So that's where your guaranteed price comes in. So no more guessing as to what a home will sell for, because if you're wrong, you'll pay the seller the difference.
Yeah, that's right, Sean. You know, I have to admit it, there is risk for us, you know, but based on our track record of selling homes for 3.1% more than the average agent in the market, you know, we're willing to take the risk so the seller doesn't have to.
Well, many some sellers out there may think that you're only guaranteed so the lowball the price so that you can't be wrong.
Yeah, well, Sean, you know, for our guarantee to work, the seller has to agree with the price, you know, so we'll guarantee the seller's price up front, and if we don't get it, we'll pay the difference. So if you'd like some certainty in our current market, you can call or text us today to get your guaranteed price, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515.
Sounds good. You have a great weekend, Vinny, and we'll talk to you next Friday.
All right, sounds great, Sean. Thanks.
That's Vinny Steele, your Home Sold Guarantee Realty, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515. Still to come more on Ivan Bates. He is threatening to sue or take legal action civilly against Mayor Scott and Monzi. Delegate Nino Mangione goes on the House at 8:37 here this morning, and J.B. Pritzker gets caught lying on national television. Oh, it is a precious moment that you're going to want to hear. 8:23 traffic weather on the threes. Once again, with the updaters, the king of all traffic and Thanksgiving dinners, Gobbler Johnson.
We're going with that, are we?
Just for today.
Every day of this week. What are you talking about? Southbound 95, there was a report of an accident near Key Highway and the ramp to Macomb Street. I'm looking at it. I don't see it. If it's there, it's minor, not creating any problems. 95 traffic coming out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel is moving right along all the way down to the Beltway on the southwest side. Even 895 right now is clear. And again, I don't think they found anything at all on the JFX. I looked at some of the data from Northern Parkway through downtown, not showing any backups. Now, the new problem was a wreck at Falls Road at Northern Parkway. So with that, on Falls Road and also on Northern Parkway, a little bit of a backup through the intersection, but especially on Northern Parkway between the JFX and the light at Falls Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It's going to be sunny, breezy, a little chillier today, 60 for the high, and back down to upper 30s, near 40 tonight. Could be frost warning in some outlying areas. Partly sunny on Saturday. Again, highs near 60. It's 42 and sunny in Severn, 41, partly cloudy in Bel Air. Ivan Bates sat down with Mackenzie Frost, Fox 45. We talked to Mackenzie yesterday, and Bates thinks that the city state's attorney's office is a better option for diversion than the sidestep program.
This was done, in your mind, correctly. Would a diversion program be run through your office instead of Monzi?
1,000%. And if not through our office, then we'd be going ahead and run through DJS.
Okay.
We would sit down and say, okay, this is a young person. And then for all you know, Monzi could be the one that then refers this young person to the our local facility or the group that's going to work with them. There's a role for Monzi. It's not in the leadership. It's in the back seat to allow the professionals to do the job.
Hear that, Mayor? Take a seat in the back. Look, I have much more faith in Ivan Bates and being transparent and making better decisions on which juveniles should be diverted and which juveniles should be prosecuted than I do Mayor Scott, who has never seen any minority individual that he believes should, I think, go to jail. So especially a younger one. Bates is saying that this six-month look is not enough. You need to look at the entire work, entire body of work when it comes to the sidestep program.
I don't think it's fair to look at 6 months. I think you need to look longer, at least a year, maybe a year and a half, to really find out if the services are working appropriately. And so I think, you know, once again, Monzi means well, but they just don't know what they're doing.
Well, they either don't know what they're doing or they're doing it intentionally because, you know, as I said, they just don't want, again, minority juveniles to be incarcerated. And at the end of the day, Bates says he may have to take civil legal action against the mayor and against Mounsey.
So we're going to most likely look at possibly taking them to court on the civil side. I never want to go that direction. Once again, we've sent letters. We were told that, oh, this is what the statute says, that the mayor can't share this information with you. I think the Constitution would trump that statute. The other thing we may need to do is let's allow Judge Bedard to see if this actually works under the consent decree. Because I've read the consent decree and nothing does it say to allow Monzi or other organizations to take young people after they're arrested and put them in diversion programs.
All right, so there you have it, and I think we'll see. We'll see what happens with Ivan Bates and taking any kind of legal action. But the point being is that I do think that they are slow walking this thing. They're withholding data because the data is going to kind of contradict what their program is all about. And I think the recidivism rate, the longer you go, the higher the recidivism rate, and that's the reason why they're limiting it to a six-month look. Take a call quickly from Dr. Mike Allen, the Bonehead Economist. Good morning, Dr. Allen.
Good morning. Well, you were talking with Barbara about redistricting. On the sort of same topic, gerrymandering, quick factoid. In 2024 election, in Massachusetts, for example, there are nine districts. Trump won the popular vote by 36%. So that should be approximately one-third of the nine or three districts. Guess how many districts are Republican in the state of Massachusetts?
Well, in Massachusetts, it's zero.
It's zero. That means all nine went Democrat, even though the president won 36% of the vote. Now let's look at Maryland.
Well, but you look at all of New England, and there isn't a single Republican congressional seat held in all of New England, not just Massachusetts.
Well, what is the Republican Party in those
states? It's around 40%. And when you average it all out, it's, you said 36, but it's about 40% in the rest of New England, where 40% of the electorate is not being represented appropriately.
Well, that has to change, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Otherwise, if it did change, we'd have another 15 seats at least in the House of Representatives.
And this is what has been done by the Democrats post every census. They do this every 10 years. They come up with these wild, crazy, radically drawn districts. And Trump said, enough is enough. We're going to go mid-cycle and break this string. And that has sent them in with their...
What they're trying to do in Maryland.
Right.
Maryland used to be four Republican and four Democrat. Now it's only one, and they want to get rid of the one.
Great point. Dr. Allen, always a pleasure. Thanks for the call. Appreciate that. Imagine losing the ability to hear somebody say, I love you, or, you know, your favorite song, your favorite sounds of nature, the voices of your children or your grandchildren, or even your favorite talk show here on WCBM. Again, it's kind of suffering that sounds familiar. You know, we do have to get our hearing tested at a certain age. You should get a benchmark test. The best place to do that is Audiology Associates at Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take a gentle, empathetic approach for your treatment plan with a 100% satisfaction guaranteed. So get that baseline test done, and then you'll have something to measure should you do have or encounter a hearing problem. They certainly helped my wife with a bout of tinnitus last year. Audiology is a trusted name in Maryland for over 42 years with offices throughout the Baltimore metro area. 410-944-3100 or online at www.aaiaudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates at 410-944-3100. Up next, we go on the House with Delegate Nino Mangione. Here's Maggie Hunter with the latest update.
Thanks. Good morning. State and local leaders joined Baltimore County Public Schools on Thursday to break ground on a modernization project for Towson High School. The project, expected to be completed in 2030, will increase the state-rated capacity of the school from the current 1,260 seats to 1,739. Officials say a five-story classroom addition will add nearly 500 new seats, and the new wing will also house career and technical programs, special education services, and the school's law and public policy magnet programs. The project also includes a new entrance and more parking. Students will remain on site during the construction work. Baltimore County is looking for a developer to transform the 69-acre Security Square Mall property. Officials say the request for proposal marks a major milestone in the effort to reimagine the retail center as a walkable, mixed-use community. The request follows the County Council's unanimous vote to expand the revitalization property tax credit to spur redevelopment in key commercial and transit-oriented areas in the western part of the county. The solicitation schedule includes a November 13th pre-proposal conference and a December 22nd due date. A selection is expected to be made by the spring of 2026. Anne Arundel County has officially adopted its 2025 Hazard Mitigation Plan update. The Office of Emergency Management says the plan is crucial for identifying, assessing, and mitigating risks posed by natural and human-caused hazards. The plan is updated and adopted every 5 years as a base for the county's long-term strategy to protect lives, property, and infrastructure. 8:32 on Casey & Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with Traffic and Weather on the Threes.
I'm Italo Liberatore, owner-operator of Liberatore's Ristorante Au Bel Air. We are proud and thankful for being selected by the Baltimore Sun as the best Italian restaurant and the best caterer in the area. Our private rooms are perfect for any occasion. Birthdays, work meetings, rehearsal dinners, baptisms, and final goodbyes. 15 to 120 people, our catering menus provide great choices at an affordable price. Celebrate any event here at Liberatore's. See why we're selected by the Baltimore Sun as the best caterer in the area.
Custom home builders and remodelers find Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville so dependable and easy to work with that Jarvis has become the go-to supplier for builders throughout Maryland and Pennsylvania. They provide appliances on time, within budget, and at the right price. Remember, if it cools, freezes, washes, dries, or bakes, sizzles, or air fries, you'll find it all at Jarvis. Go to JarvisAppliance.com. That's JarvisAppliance.com. Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville.
8:33 on Casey & Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the Threes.
All right, looks like the incident on the Beltway on the outer loop that was in the median right before Providence Road might still be there, but they were in the process of clearing, but it was getting better on the northeast side. Still a bit slow, though, coming over from Harford Road. The inner loop at Green Spring, the pace is picking up there a little bit. It's busy, and you'll clear out after you pass the JFX and then get over towards the ramps at 83. The outer loop west side is still right around I-70 down through Frederick Road, and then you're good to go. We finally figured out where the wreck was on the JFX. They actually had moved it onto North Avenue at the end of the ramp from the JFX. So right there, North Avenue, Mount Royal, that's where the wreck is, but not on the JFX. And then watch for the accident, Falls Road at Northern Parkway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the Threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We're in for a cool day with highs in the upper 50s and low 60s. We'll have plenty of sunshine. At times, it will be breezy. We'll drop to the upper 30s and low 40s under clear skies tonight. Then get ready for the upper 50s and low 60s again tomorrow with a mix of sunshine and clouds. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Jasmine Lomax for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
835 Sports brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. You got to love Kyle Hamilton. It's one thing to live up to your contract on the field. It's another to do it in front of the mic week in, week out. No excuses from Hamilton.
No, but everybody can say what they want about our schedule being tough or this and that or whatever, but like at a certain point, we're going to have to beat these teams anyway in the playoffs.
Of the 11 games left on the Ravens' schedule, only five teams have a winning record. Meanwhile, of the Steelers' next six games, five have winning records. Lamar was limited yesterday in practice. Chances of playing are 50-50. We'll know later this afternoon when the final injury report comes out. Naval Academy trying to do something tomorrow they haven't done in 47 years, and that is start 7-0. In their way, the FAU Owls homecoming kickoff in Annapolis tomorrow on a cool fall Saturday is 3:30 p.m. Speaking of fall, the 121st Fall Classic begins tonight in Toronto, Dodgers and Jays. Dodgers outfielder Teoscar Hernandez talks about returning to Toronto, where he played for six seasons.
This city, this people, this team saw me grow up as a person, as a player. They gave me a lot of opportunities.
Caps start a big weekend of hockey tonight in Columbus with a 7 p.m. puck drop against the Blue Jackets and then a quick turnaround for the back end of 2-2 tomorrow night at home against the Senators. Caps fans will celebrate Alex Ovechkin's 1,500th game tomorrow night, which head coach Spencer Carberry says is even extra special.
I think it means a lot when you play for one organization. And there's that loyalty component, and there's that also you've done something at such a high level that the organization that you're a part of has wanted you for so long. And
the big NBA news, of course, is the gambling scandal pursued by the FBI for years, resulting in 34 arrests across the country yesterday, including three current and former NBA players and coaches, one of whom is Hall of Famer Chauncey Billups. Here's FBI Director Kash Patel on what this investigation is really all about.
Well, this work is also representative of a colossal portion of the FBI's mandate to keep America safe and to keep our entertainment industry fair and secure.
That is the last bastion for people, I am sure. All right, another Friday football pick'em for us here. Sean, I'm taking away the pinball machine until you reverse that 8-20 record.
Yeah, that's I got to do something there. I got to change the strategy, just like the Ravens have to.
Yeah, you can't
change things up.
No pinball for you.
Hey.
All right, let's start it here. Sean, Cowboys at the Broncos.
I like the Broncos in this one.
All right. Maggie, what about yourself?
I, too, go with the Broncos.
You, too. Wow, okay. And, Maggie, let's start with you. Niners and Texans.
I have to go with Niners because the Texans made me mad.
Mm, and they also have blue and red, which you don't like.
Right.
Go ahead, Sean.
Yeah, Niners.
Niners, too. Sean, Packers and Steelers.
I like the Pack.
You like the Pack. Maggie?
I have to go with the Steelers because that was my late brother-in-law's favorite.
I go with the Steelers, too. Bears and Ravens, Maggie.
Ravens are going to do it.
Rave. How about yourself?
I'm going with the Bears.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, okay. Upset special.
Yeah, until the defense can show they can stop somebody, I have a tough time picking the Ravens.
All right, I'm going Ravens. 8:37, and that is Stein on Sports. Have a great weekend.
You do the same.
Thank you.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those, too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Now, back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
8:38, 22 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. It is time once again to go on the house with the delegate Nino Mangione. Good morning, Nino.
John, good morning. Happy Friday as always, although there is just this week, I mean, some of the stories I've been seeing, I'm calling it the Great Exodus, and there's really not a lot of reasons to be happy in the state of Maryland as a resident, other than maybe if you're a lifelong resident and you have lots of family and friends, and there is beautiful fall weather and things like that. However, these stories, I'm sure you've seen some of them this week, Sean. 2.3 million is the number for the listening audience of individuals that have fled the state of Maryland since 2010. I'm calling it again the Great Exodus, and the state of Maryland, which has been run by a Democrat supermajority in the last several, the supermajority has been in as long as I've been there, so I'm going on 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they've obviously had the heavy majority for many, many years on top of that. But we're finding out 2.3 million people leaving since 2010. And then in that very report, this is from a comptroller report, but the ridiculousness of them to try to blame housing. Well, okay, let's pull it all together here, Sean. They're leaving. Yes, housing's expensive in Maryland, but they are leaving because government keeps driving up the cost, not just of housing, of basically everything. They're leaving because of crime, taxes, and that all plays a role. I mean, the 2.3 million since 2010, let's be fair about that, that some of the population has been offset, right? I guess there's been more births than exceeding deaths is what I read. But and we're having a high number of immigrants come here who really don't know any better if Maryland's
yeah, well, they, that's
not.
Why there are more
how
births.
Many are illegal.
Yeah, there are more how births because we've got a bunch of illegal aliens that are coming
exactly.
in, dropping anchor babies in the state and becoming U.S. citizens.
That's exactly right. And, Sean, here's a kicker. Where are they moving to? Well, they're moving to, for the most part, states with lower taxes, safer streets, less of the red tape with the nonsense. And here we have high taxes, these endless fees that we talk about all the time, whether it's income tax being high, the gas tax, or property taxes high. They're choking small businesses, the homeowners, and, of course, crime. I mean, people didn't flee Baltimore City because it didn't have things to offer. They fled Baltimore City because the crime was never brought under control, whether it's violent crime, carjackings. And in Annapolis, we have so many of these regulations and mandates that have driven up the cost to do business across the spectrum, especially because I want to bring this back. They keep talking housing, housing, housing. Well, it's the regulations that the Democrats put forth themselves that have driven up the cost of construction. It's driven up the cost of utilities. Taxes are high that you're paying for your property. And even in the businesses have to factor in the taxes so they push it, whether you're a renter. And let me give you a perfect example, Sean. I just came across this week, because I sit on the Environment and Transportation Subcommittee, this ridiculous, absolutely ridiculous building standards with these green energy mandates. I'm not sure if you saw this over this week, this story, but these terrible regulations, Westmore and the Democrats are 100% responsible. They're making life difficult for our citizens and the businesses. And what they've done is this, for these larger office buildings of certain square footage, they've required the emissions to be cut basically by 100% by 2040. And one of the, in the article, the business owners that owns a bunch of these apartments buildings, that it would go up by $40,000 per apartment unit. That translates to a $400 per month rent increase. Again, this housing. You guys, the Democrat Party, are driving up the cost of housing. And this is, let's talk about how it affects the businesses, right? They're going after the commercial business industry, commercial space. The vacancies are already high. The economy is slowing. Yet they still do this. And it's $15 billion is what it's going to cost these Maryland buildings and these builders to retrospect their buildings. It's so stupid.
Yeah, well, I want to talk about that. Hold that thought for just a second. We're going to get a traffic update. But what's really driving this? What's really behind the scene? Because you're right, population is shrinking. We're losing 40,000 Marylanders every year. I've heard a bunch of them this morning that have emailed or called into the show. So we're gonna explore more of that in just a second with Delegate Nino Mangione on the house right now. Traffic, weather on the threes. Update now with Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Watching the Beltway here right at Liberty Road, it got a little bogged down, then it started to get a little better, and now it's better once again right here at Liberty Road going south, eventually down through I-70 and down through the ramps at Frederick Road. But a couple of areas on the Beltway still a bit slow, but nothing major. The ramps from I-70 down through Frederick Road getting better through there. The Parkville side looks better now at Hartford Road, and the inner loop at Green Spring, that's the one area now as you're heading over to the JFX that it's slow there. Once you clear the ramp, you get to the bottom of the hill at the JFX, then you're fine moving over towards 83. A couple of wrecks still there in the city. North Avenue at Mount Royal Avenue and the JFX, and Falls Road at Northern Parkway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
And your Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast: sunny and breezy today, highs near 60, clear, maybe frosty tonight, down into the 30s, maybe mid-30s in the suburbs, close to 40 in the city right now, cloudy 44 in Middle River, and it's 45 in Parkville. We're on a Newsmaker Hotline with Delegate Nino Mangione on the house. We're talking about this comptroller's report, and she's blaming the cost of housing as the reason why Marylanders are fleeing and exiting the state, or the Great Exodus, as you are calling it. But let's look at this for just a second. There's no doubt the population is rapidly shrinking, but I think this affordable housing thing is an absolute scam. Because I tell you why. This to me is a $400 million redistribution scheme led by the governor, led by his housing secretary, Jake Day, to get payouts to developers, builders, and nonprofits. We just got a report that 581 Maryland nonprofits are financially delinquent. 581 out of, like, what, 8,000 or something. So I think this is all about their political allies and their cronies who've got teachers union, as we know, own own Governor Moore. And now, of course, some developers, they got close ties to both of them to quote, build affordable housing around the state. This is socialist redistribution of our tax dollars to these individuals. And there is no, I believe there's no housing crisis. There's plenty of housing in Maryland.
John, you're right. And okay, if it was about housing loss, and if that were the problem, why are people moving in that list or from the report? They're moving to Florida, Texas, the Carolinas, and why? It's not because there's no shortage of housing here. And you're and Jake Day, the housing secretary, and the governor, they are. The government destroys everything they touch. But in those states where the majority of these people are moving, other than some to Pennsylvania and Virginia or neighboring states, but they all have booming economies. They have lower taxes. They have less of this ridiculous, burdensome environmental regulations, like I mentioned, and like the Green New Deal in Maryland. And that is why the housing is cheaper. And then the government always has this solution. Solution to basically the big government solution of the distribution of wealth to build housing. It never works. The government, the same government here, has squeezed the middle class, and the raising of tolls and taxes and fees has made it unaffordable for working families across the board. So it's housing, it's the fees, it's this policy to reward, like you're saying, kind of bureaucracy and then put in the nonprofits rather than productive, small and hard-working business. And Marylanders are voting with their feet, and in many cases, they're leaving to tax-friendly states.
I want to get your thoughts on Governor Moore. Once again, he spends more time out of the state than he does in-state. He's traveled all over the world, Italy. He's been seen recently. Of course, now he's going to Texas. He was on the Breakfast Club the other day. And once again, he is gaslighting Marylanders by trying to blame President Trump for the rising health care costs, which Obamacare is responsible for, and the energy costs, which the Democrat Party here in the state of Maryland are responsible for. But the problem is low-information voters, and I don't say that as an insult. They just don't, you know, they're not politically, they have no aptitude for politics. They don't have time to understand what's going on. But if you would address what Governor Moore is doing right now, and I think it's a horrible message that he's trying to blame President Trump when President Trump wasn't in office for some of this stuff.
Sean, it's unbelievable. Governor Moore, this guy, I'm sorry. I mean, now he's going, the headline at political gathering in Texas, and you're right, on the Breakfast Club, and another one of these high-profile trips. The fact is, this guy has been a complete failure across the board. Here he is going, talking about the Trump administration. He blames and shifts the problems onto everybody else. Every Marylander struggling, Westmore's blaming Trump. He's the one, Westmore, who raised, $1.6 billion in new taxes and fees, not Donald Trump. The car registrations, everybody is complaining, and rightfully so, about how high your vehicle registrations are, thanks to Governor Moore. The emission tests have doubled, thanks to Governor Moore. They even went after fishing license and boating license and the taxes on cannabis. Vending machine, for God's sakes. You can't even buy a bag of pretzels without paying a little bit more at a vending machine. The IT tax that's hurting businesses, all under Governor Moore's watch. They tax everything. At the same time, over the last couple of weeks, we've seen terrible audits in the State Highway Administration, DJS. You've seen the Health Department and the audits there. You've seen we just talked about 2 million people leaving. That's not because Donald Trump's been back in office for, 10 months, 11 months?
Yeah, 278 days.
Yep, and here's more. We have high taxes here, high crime, zero accountability, and Moore is blaming President Trump, and now he's bringing up this health insurance. Just anything he can do to try to gaslight, like you said, is and try to push it to the federal government. State agencies are crumbling here. He's off to Texas, off to the Breakfast Club, and he needs to focus on Maryland's budget, our safety, our economy, not worry about the national headlines. Governor Moore, he can keep blaming Trump, Sean, but Trump didn't raise your fees. He didn't blow the budget. He didn't mismanage any of these state agencies. It was Westmore. It was the Maryland Democrats. Maryland deserves a governor who stays home, who try to cut some of this waste, get some of this stuff, bring it back under control. We need to make this state affordable again, and the governor is too busy talking on the Breakfast Club podcast, which I think is out of New York City.
Yeah, I think so. That's Charlemagne the Goof. We're out of time, but Nino, thanks again. We'll talk to you next Friday on The House.
Thank you, Sean. Have a great weekend.
You do the same. Time for our Feel Good News segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby, because like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
An 80-year-old lady from Michigan becomes the oldest woman to hike the entire Appalachian Trail, more than 2,000 miles from Georgia to Maine. She did it all after having her knee replaced. Here's Betty Kellenberger talking about her journey.
You see incredible parts of our country, things that you wouldn't see otherwise. So much wildlife. It's gorgeous. During the day, you dream of food, and you dream of, what can I get out of this pack? What can make it lighter? Because it's got to go up every mountain, and it's got to come down every mountain. You have to plant your feet, look at the view, and then move forward. Every step, you have to be focused. This life is a journey, and it may be a series of little journeys, or maybe just the whole life is a journey. And the bigger your efforts, the greater the reward.
Now, thank goodness you didn't run any bears on that journey. Your Feel Good News segment brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs.
Hi, it's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance in Owings Mills. You're going to meet Mayor and Mayor, and they'll help you make the best choice. Whether you're remodeling or replacing, they'll guide you through all their brands, like Electrolux and Frigidaire. Over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget, they will customize it just for you. This is a family-run store that actually treats you like family. Skip the big box chaos and take it from me. Once you walk into their showroom, be prepared to be amazed, like I was. TownAppliance.com, powered by family, trusted by yours.
The Great Scale Model Train Show is here this Saturday and Sunday at the Timonium Fairgrounds, the largest scale model train show in the Mid-Atlantic. And this weekend, you can see an operating layout comprised entirely of Lego blocks. Participate in a huge auction of rare brass trains and take advantage of locomotive repairs. Special family prices and kids under 16 are free with an adult. The Great Scale Model Train Show. This weekend only. Don't miss it.
Selling with Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty, is simple. Receive an upfront written guarantee to sell your home for 100% of your asking price, or Vinny Steele will pay you the difference. Call, text, or visit VinnySteele.com today.
Concerned about market risk? I'm Ference Toth, host of the Your Personal Bank Show. The S&P 500 valuations are higher than at any time ever recorded in stock market history. This includes 1929 and 1999. Annuities and your personal bank offer unlimited upside with no downside risk. Tune in to the Your Personal Bank Show Saturdays at 4 p.m. or contact Ference at yourpersonalbank.com. The Your Personal Bank Show Saturdays at 4 p.m. on AM 680 WCBM.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey guys, it's Carson. Friday on the show, a massive sports gambling operation involving the NBA, including coaches and players. I'm sure the left will call the FBI and Donald Trump racist for the investigation. Fridays also include Tony Kennett from the Daily Signal, the great Mary Walter, and from Hollywood and Toto, Christian Toto. Don't miss it, noon to 3 on WCBM.
Excellent!
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Day 53, traffic weather on the threes. Last look at Friday morning rush hour. Once again, the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
Not too bad on the Beltway now. The Parkville side improving from Tarrant Parkway over to Providence Road. Interloop at Green Spring, a little bit slow, just down the hill to the JFX. And now the west side has cleared out in that stretch between Liberty Road, Route 40, and down towards the ramps at Frederick Road. JFX is okay at the bottom end of the ramp from the JFX at North Avenue. There was an accident there. And about 40 minutes ago, we had the wreck at Falls Road at Northern Parkway. So you want to keep an eye out for some activity at that point. Don't see any late problems at all. Just about 10, 12 minutes ago, there was a broken down vehicle there temporarily going into the old Harbor Tunnel that backed up to O'Donnell Street. They moved the vehicle off the roadway, and the backup now is gone. We're clear and good to go southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for your weekend. Sunny, breezy, near 60 today. Cool tonight, clear. Upper 30s in the burbs, 40 downtown. Frost possible in outlying areas. Partly sunny again near 60 tomorrow. Right now 45 in cloudy in Middle River. It is 45 in Severn. Kim Klasick live coming up next. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
We're doing good. What's coming up on the show?
Lots to talk about. Very local
issues. Before I get into that, though, did you see the post from Chelsea Clinton?
Not yet, no.
About the renovations at the White House?
No.
I'll just go ahead and read this to you. Chelsea Clinton writes, this is just yesterday, "The White House became my home when I was 12 years old. I always understood that it wasn't my house. It was the people's house." Can you imagine the comment section on Chelsea Clinton's post?
Yeah. First thing that comes to mind.
Oh, my gosh.
Stay out of the Oval Office.
Like the nerve of her complaining about the ballroom.
How much furniture did Chelsea take with her?
I mean, are you kidding?
Wow.
Oh, just so tone deaf. Anyways, I just thought that was funny. We are going to have like a flashback Friday today. Of course, you got this new Inspector General report about the sidestep program with Monzi. And so now this puts in perspective what we saw when Shantae Jackson, the former head of Monzi, resigned. And I don't know if people recall, but we'll get into all this, of course. There was a public safety meeting with Shantae Jackson on the text line with Commissioner Harrison.
Right.
And now this puts in perspective the text messages that were going on between those two that we found out about later, and then what they were saying about Deputy Barksdale.
Right.
And this also goes to the fact that you had Councilman Eric Costello losing his primary election because he was the one that was asking for an audit as soon as the sidestep program's grants went out.
Yeah.
So
well, he was right. He was right to call for an audit. Now Ivan Bates is threatening civil legal action against the mayor and Monzi. So,
and
you know,
he should.
And I agree with him. I think the diversion program should be run out of his office.
Yeah.
Not Monzi.
And he said this multiple times. And it used to be at one point in time before Marilyn Mosby took over. So anyways, we're going to talk about all that good stuff. Also, I do have a small clip of Candace Owens continuing to unravel. I don't even know where we are at this point. You know, when it comes to Charlie Kirk's assassination, she blamed the Jewish people. She blamed the state of Israel. She blamed a bee cult. I don't know if you saw that one, Sean. She blamed Turning Point
USA. I send all that stuff to you because I know you're really interested
in it. And now she's like implicating President Trump and his administration in Charlie's assassination. So we're going to talk about that as soon.
But there's much more to that. I don't know if you saw the whole video or not. But it's
so
just...
I try to go through as much as possible. But, you know, there's clearly something else going on.
We have a Kanye West level meltdown on our hands with Candace Owens. I feel like I know you've had history with her, but someone needs to intervene there and get her some help because she's completely off the rails now.
Right. It's sad. It is sad. And, you know, look, I'm not a fan at all, but now you're looking at the situation saying this is a mother of four. Somebody needs to step in.
Yeah. I think it's time to take a break and get off the the social media and pay attention to your family and get some help.
Yeah, she's interneting too hard, as the kids say.
All right, thanks, Kim. John. Kim's coming up next right after the 9 o'clock news. Stay tuned for Kim. Always a very informative, entertaining show. And don't forget Rob Carson today at noon and drive home with our good buddy Sean Hannity. I did want to remind you of the law offices of Michael A. Freeman. Michael and his entire family run this firm, and they're just amazing what they do because they've been doing this for close to 40 years now, or over 40 years, in Maryland, in which if you're involved in a serious accident, that you end up with a serious injury, then they recognize you do need serious legal representation, and that's what they offer, and they put your recovery as first and foremost from everything, from soup to nuts, from dealing with the insurance companies, helping with doctors, advancing medical costs if need be. A lot of firms won't touch the if your car or vehicle's been totaled. That's called diminution of value. They'll handle that for you as well. And they've been doing this for a long time, and they do it so well that each and every year they are part of the top 10 personal injury law firms here in the state of Maryland. So Michael and Stephen and Rachel Alpert Friedman and all the associate attorneys, paralegals, legal secretaries working at the firm put you number one so you can get back to the priorities in your life, and that would be your family, your job, and or running your business. Call Michael 410-363-6848, toll-free 1-800-782-7203 or online maflaw.com. That's going to do it for us. I want you to have a great weekend. We're back here Monday morning, bright and early at 6 a.m. Until then, God bless our troops. God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio.